What's up, dudes?
Thor is here to murder your face. Thank you for the 5 bits.
You're Thor?
How red am I right now?
Not very,
really?
Actually. I mean,
I feel like
you're a little shade of red.
But... shit.
Hey, Korkov, how you doing?
Whew.
He's yeeting us right at the start. Colby Smash. No, he's Thor.
Yeah.
Which Thor one are
Hulk.
You gonna be?
Whatever.
You gotta pick one.
I'll take Captain America, Hulk, mixed with Thor, all three of them.
You gotta pick one.
Thor can't dance.
Thor has danced before.
Thor can't.
Thor has danced. What are you defending?
What? Asgard.
Okay. Son Wait, does that
bitch.
Say defined?
Yes.
Oh, it says defined.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you defining?
Words.
Sweet.
Words, man.
Words. For those of you who are listening on audio only, Colby is wearing a sleeveless tee, also known as a tank top.
That would be it.
And it says the word defined on it, which I thought said defend.
This is the first time. I'm
Morris just said you were gay, man.
Hey, you ain't wrong, Morris.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong, boy. Bring that ass over here.
The look in your eye when you said that? Oh, stop it. Please, stop. Please. Please stop it. Hey, everybody. How you doing out there? Midas, good to see you. Taylor, good to see you. Korkov, thanks for the podcast. Morris, how are you? We had an extra hour today.
Yeah, man.
Just,
I used that to go
to
the gym.
I could see. Yeah. So you woke up, what, noon today instead of 1? Good for you, man.
Yep.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you. Chris would have lost the bet. She said that you slept until 1 anyway and just...
Nope.
Would have got that extra hour of sleep.
I wanted to, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we had things to do after the show, so...
So, like, a lot of people do what you do, and they use this extra hour to like, kind of reset their schedule and do something productive, you know? So, like, I've always been wanting to get up earlier, so I'm going to wake up an hour earlier, but your body's not going to feel it, you know? Like, I woke up at 6 today, because it felt like 7, but I woke up at 6. But, like, you went to the gym.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen in March?
When I lose the hour?
Yeah.
I'm going to be late to the show again. Definitely going to be late
That's
to the
show happened.
Again.
Yeah. That's what happened. Lies, we all say that, but we're not going to do it. Yeah. I saw the clock go back. My hour was wasted. I've seen it. You know, I've been up. I think, actually, we were together last year on this day when time went back. Because I remember we looked at the clock, and it was like 1 a.m., and then we partied for a couple hours, and we looked at the clock, and it said 1 a.m. again, and I remember like being very confused by that fact.
It's possible.
I kind of remember you being there, because I remember like, how is we're in Time Vortex, man? Because that's how I talk when I drink.
It would have been a Friday. Well, no. It's still on Saturday.
I have no idea.
Regardless, yeah. It's,
yeah, I think it's always Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah.
You're right.
I just, personally, I dislike it. I dislike all time changes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate all of them.
Yeah, they're the worst.
Because I'm always hungry at the wrong time now. I'm always tired at the wrong time. Always awake at the wrong time. I just want it to always be the same time.
I eat weird on the weekends regardless, so...
I don't understand. Like, okay, so guys, I did a new thing today because England and Europe, they transitioned to their daylight savings time last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
America waited a week, and we did it this Sunday, so now again, we're back on the schedule. Like, technically, last week, we were an hour ahead of, like, what our British friends, like Morris and Sam, like, we were an hour early, even though technically we weren't. Okay, it had been an exact week between the shows. Now we're actually an hour late.
To them.
Now it's been a week and an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, but no, now we're back on time. So I made a bunch of maps today. If you type here, I'll type it in. Exclamation point schedule. Okay, because I'm proud of my work. All right. So look at this thing. All right. This is today's episode, right here. All right. In your time zone, this is what it looks like.
Oh, look at that fancy looking map.
I know, man.
Wow.
I know. So we got a map of the world here. So our show is Chicago. That's our time zone.
Yeah.
2 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yep.
It's right now, it is 2:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. New York, it's 1 hour ahead. Okay, Edmonton, Alberta, 1 hour behind. All right, so on and so forth. The day transitions, okay? Like over here in Dubai, Mumbai, Hong Kong, Singapore, it's tomorrow. All right, because they're in a... And by the way, Mumbai decided to be ahead by also a half an hour. Because they have to be cooler than the rest of the world. They can't just be hours ahead. They got to be hours and minutes ahead.
That doesn't make
sense. Of everybody else. And so, I'm gonna have to change this twice a year because I'm gonna have to have a CST and a CDT version because, like, Berlin, which is currently in Central European time, in 6 months it'll be in Central European Daylight Time, CEDT, even though daylight time for them is the same as daylight time for us, but in Britain it's general mean time, and then they change to Britain Summertime, BST, because they're not part of Europe. I don't understand why it's got to be so hard.
Dude, time zones are a weird thing.
It also doesn't make sense that, like, look at how Moscow over here is 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then basically directly down Mombasa is 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But Berlin is 9 p.m., and then straight down from there, Cape Town's 10. It's like, okay, so it's not always just a straight line?
Not always.
Somewhere in between this part of Africa, there's a slippage of time. There's a wormhole, man, that goes in and messes it up. And, like, in between Singapore and Perth, there's no time slippage. Perth and Hong Kong, there's no time slippage. Between Perth and Sydney, there's 3 hours. It doesn't make any sense.
3 hours?
There's 3 hours. In between the one side of Australia and the other.
Yeah, I mean, maps are kind of also
too many times
misleading because the sizes of the things aren't necessarily right.
Right, it's not to scale or whatever.
Yeah. Like, Japan is huge compared to the U.S.
Right, also, let's talk real quick about how Russia has too much stuff.
Yeah,
like,
too much land.
Like, symmetry, part of me right here is like, I want to put a dot up here because there's so many dots down here. I want some dots up here. There's not one city up there.
There's nothing.
That
it's
anyone
cold,
cares
man.
About.
It's too cold.
Why do they even... I mean, honestly, I don't know if I should be mad at Russia for having all that land that they're not doing anything with, or happy that they took America, like, the world's toilet of nothingness, and they're
probably
like, well, we'll take care
it.
Of that road
yeah.
over there, you know?
Yeah, be happy about it.
I mean,
we don't want that cold place. That's why we don't own Canada yet.
Well, I mean, Canada has some warmth, right? Edmonton's probably nice.
Nah,
Morris
man.
Says, the Earth spins on its axis. It's not straight.
I don't give a shit what Morris says.
Yeah, man, he's trying
he's too smart.
He's trying to smart us with his moon
yeah,
talk
I don't
and
know
his
what
axis
his
spinning.
Thing is about stuff.
The
you
earth,
let me believe
if
what I want.
If the Earth spinned, it would be round, and clearly it is flat.
Yeah.
Look at my map. Flat. All right, explain it.
Look at my map.
No,
right there.
I mean, honestly, like, I should, anyone who says flat Earth, I should just send them this map and be like, explain time zones then. Explain time
zones. They gotta mess with you.
It's stupid. Hey, it's good. It's a good day for Icy to be here.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is a good day for her to be mm-hmm. here. So flat Earth proof, exactly, or disproof,
or proof.
Did you know how many different types of maps there are? Like it was very hard for me to find a map of the world that looked like the world because there's like, how do I explain this? Okay, so there's like maps.
There's maps
that are like skinnier.
Yeah.
Than some maps that are fatter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at a fatter Earth map,
oh,
like a wider
fat Earth.
Like a wider map, it looks like Earth. Okay? And then if you completely sight unseen also look at a skinnier version of the Earth, it also looks like Earth. If you put fat Earth and skinny Earth together on one canvas and you look at them both at the same time, the Earth doesn't make sense anymore because one of them looks fat or one of them looks skinny.
I don't know what you're talking
like,
about.
It's hard to explain. I don't. Maybe I could show you. Like, let's look. Let's just Google world maps.
You lost me.
It's hard to explain, but I discovered this as I was trying to find the perfect world map today. All right.
Curvy and confusing.
That's how I felt. So if I go here, I don't want HD. Okay, I don't want HD. I'm gonna do the exact same search I did because I did larger than 2 megapixels with a transparent background. Okay, now I didn't end up using any of these maps, but the point will remain. Okay, so like you look at this map here. Okay, that looks like Earth, right?
I mean, it's a very simplified version.
Right,
yeah.
But then I click this map. That one still looks like Earth, just in different parts. But here's where it starts getting confusing. So if you click this map here, and you click this map here, that one's really small. Click this map here, and this map here. Okay, this looks like Earth, does it not?
All of these look like Earth, because
okay.
They're all Earth.
Right, but this one here is way narrower than the previous Earth. See, look at America here, okay? And then look at America here. Way fatter. Way fatter.
I mean, they might, that one looks stretched.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But before, it looked like normal Earth. But only after you juxtapose them. You put this Earth next to this Earth, does one of them start to look wrong? And the whole joke is that actually they're both wrong, because you can't reflect a sphere on a flat surface anyway.
Nope.
And everything we know about life, time, the world is incorrect. And we should just give up. Let's explore other celestial bodies and stop with the Earth.
You're the one who's freaking out about the Earth over here, man.
I hate
the Why are you bringing up the Earth, man?
I hate the Earth. Write it down. I hate the Earth. Can we? Okay, I want to pull up just the images. Can we do that? Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull up this image, and then we'll
Same
pull
way
up.
Are not live, no.
I'm going to pull this. We're not live, no.
Nope.
You hear nothing. Nothing is here. Can I click? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Chrome, can you make this bigger, bro? Thank you. Okay, so we got this Earth here, and then we got... Oh, God, I didn't mean to show that one yet. Sorry, Chad, I should have warned you. Oh, my God. We're gonna get to this in a second. I know, but we got to talk about it, because what is this dead muskrat on his face?
Dude, he's trying to grow a beard.
Okay, we're going to have to get back to that. All right, I'm sorry, Chad, I didn't mean to accidentally blind you. I'm trying to prove Earth stuff. Okay, so look at this Earth, and then look at this Earth. The Earths are wrong, man. Like, look how long Russia is, dude. Like, look how short it is here. It's hard to explain. Okay, that's my point. It's hard to explain.
Uh-huh.
But you know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. GB match play? What's GB, bro?
Great Big match.
Great Ben?
Great Big.
Britain?
Great Big.
Great Britain match to play?
Gold Boy.
Golden balls.
You get gold again. You should come up with a different G.
Grassy balls.
There you go. Gorilla butt.
Garden bush.
Ooh, that was a good one. Gnarly bruise.
Oh, man. Gnome butcher.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. This is a good creative exercise, actually.
Green... Baboon.
Green baboon, huh? The great balls. I came
You already
back
did balls again, my king of balls. GBs?
Hmm?
Can I be king
yes.
of GBs?
Yes.
Yes.
I never claimed to be not that.
Well, we have to have the competition to decide who's king.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
ZFM, welcome back. ZFM was on vacation.
Hey, man.
In Ohio or something like that? I don't know.
Where's he typically at?
Pennsylvania.
Aha.
My nickname used to be GB. What? This is going to be a punchline, isn't it? If I ask him what GB stand for, it's going to be a punchline.
Stood for gate bitch.
No, he said that. What does that mean?
Did
you
know.
Guard a gate? Like
gate bitch.
What's that mean? Maybe he had a wide stance. Like your gate? But that's G-A-I-T, right? Do men have a gate? Or is that just women?
What?
A gate.
I gotta...
like a pregnant woman, their gate opens up so they can push out the demon? You know?
No.
I think gait is just like a way you move and walk in your hip area, right?
I think
it applies to every living creature.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not going to Google it, though, because I still would get some disgusting results, but...
Definitely.
Yeah, but... So, I went to a hunting lease lodge. So it's got to be lodge, right? With my father when I was younger, and I had to open all the gates.
Oh.
Wait, your father gave you that nickname?
You're the gate bitch. Go get the gates. Open them up.
All right. Cool dad, actually.
My gate
opens after Berea. I'm sorry, Icy, okay? I went to college for several years to become a doctor, so I know a lot of this stuff.
No.
Don't blow up my spot, man. Just let her believe.
You never touched a college book once in your life.
That's not true. Chris went to college, and I moved her books out of the way all the time.
Well, that makes
sense. They were
sense.
Taking up my valuable coffee table
That makes
space,
sense, man.
So I have touched it. Mm. I was allowed to swear there, so I enjoyed it. Okay. When does the new month start? Oh, you're talking about up here? It's a rolling 30 days on Seth and Colby. It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
Yeah. You could change it to a week.
I thought about doing a week, but then it's just empty and it depresses me.
Yeah. Nah, just keep it the way it is.
Yeah, it's fine. 30 days is fine. Does dropping out of college count as going to college? Yes. Technically, yes, it does. You just can't say you graduated, but you can say you went to college.
I've been to college.
Right. Several times.
Just never graduated.
Right, but you've been several times.
I've been a couple times, yeah.
Several, yeah.
Couple
times. More than a couple. It's been three, right? How's that going, by the way, with the whole going back thing?
I gotta figure it out this month.
Like November?
Yeah.
Okay. To go back when? May?
January.
Oh, you could figure it out that close? College only needs 30 days notice to get you in?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That's not how I figured it worked. Why do they make you start in junior year of high school then?
What?
Why do they make you start junior year in high school then? If you could just do it the month before. Like, you start applying to colleges and stuff like your junior year, right?
No.
And then you're accepted your senior year and your life's planned out ahead of you. Isn't that how?
No.
Respond. I'm pretty. Why am I asking you?
I don't know.
You don't know either.
I didn't go.
You're just answering, but you have no idea either. You don't know.
I do.
When was the first time you went to college? How old were you? You didn't go right after high school, did you? If this is a simple yes or no answer.
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Okay, the man who can't even remember if he went to college and when he went to college is...
I'm going
to
beat you.
I'm just saying,
you're
not... You
want to get beat?
I don't want to get beat.
Good.
I'm just saying, you may not be the most...
Don't wake up Thor again.
Thor.
He'll come out. Smack you.
Menace liked it. Hey, I don't hear a lot of crackling, man. What's wrong with your cotton today?
It's fine.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear a lot of crackling. That's all I'm saying.
It's weird.
So, hey, guys. How you doing out there? We haven't really started the show yet. I kind of just rambled there at the beginning.
Just hopped into a topic.
This is what happens when I don't stream on Saturdays.
It got real weird with the map shit.
Dude,
man.
I lived in the map today for like 3 hours. Yes. It was all maps all morning long. Trying to get maps. I hate maps now.
Map.
I'm glad I never have to make another map.
You will definitely have to make another map.
I'll have to change the times, but unless a city is wiped from the planet Earth, I ain't changing that map. I mean, if Perth
we
decides...
We can blow up places if you want.
No, I don't want to do that.
No?
No, because then I'd have to touch the map.
Yeah.
And I don't want to touch the map.
Yeah, no.
Okay? If Sao Paulo just gets obliterated, I can move it up quickly to Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires.
You're having a real fun time.
Dude, Colby, you look like you run a marathon.
Like I did, or...
Look like you could?
Could, because no to both.
Yeah, he can't run.
No.
Have you been running lately?
No.
Yeah, you did that for a little while, but then you gave up,
and
right?
Then, well, yeah, it became cold.
Yeah, it's hard to run in the cold, man. Lungs get all tired and stuff.
No, also, yeah, I'm just bulking. I'm going to become a bear.
Yeah, he's bearing up. Colby's
bearing up. I'm a bear.
Don't do that. Don't do that. No. That's not how bears are. Please. You're like a T-Rex, actually, I feel like. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on past that, man.
So I went to a gay bar last night.
What? Okay. All right. You know, was Pinella there?
Yes. And he enjoyed himself. A lot.
See, I knew Morris was going to say
that. Yeah, I was going to bring it up because he said gay. Yeah.
All right, we gotta go through this.
We went bar hopping.
Okay.
Because they had a friend that was, like, moving or something like that, so they were going downtown.
Who's
so we were
they,
like,
and why do you not include yourself in this group?
I don't know that person that was leaving.
Does
Lizzie
Britt?
And them. She knew, she's met her.
Okay.
But not, like, close friends.
Okay, all right.
But the group was going to do that Saturday night.
Okay.
We were like, yeah, we'll go.
Okay.
So, yeah, we went downtown. First, we started off at Biggin's.
Okay.
Totally going to be just random bars here in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
Biggin's.
You guys get ready to Google the bars.
Yeah. There's a sports bar. Then we went to kind of like a nightclub-looking thing.
Okay.
And then right next to the nightclub was the gay nightclub.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm not very into the scene, but I only knew of one gay bar in Wichita. And it was southeast Wichita. And I only know it because my mom would be mad about it every time we'd drive by because it was on the way to church. She'd be like, look at that gay bar, you know, and she'd be offended. So I'm a little surprised that there's one downtown.
There is a couple downtown.
But to be clear, I'm surprised that anything exists downtown.
Old town's a thing, man.
I know it's a thing for hobos and drifters.
There's a lot of hobos. I got approached by a black lady who wanted money for a hotel.
Yeah, so there you go. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what's the name of the gay bar?
XY.
XY, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know it's a gay bar? Like, how do you... I've never been. I don't know. I'm very innocent when it comes to these things. Like, how do you know? Like, it doesn't just say gay bar, like, above the door. Like,
no. But it's very gay accepting. How about that? It's not really a gay bar. Like,
well,
only
that's what I'm
gays
trying to figure
can
out.
Come here. Yeah, no. It's just known to be a place where gay people tend to go often.
Okay.
There's a lot of pride flags hanging up.
Okay.
I
mean, in Wichita, that's enough to really get you segregated.
Yeah.
Just being accepting at all.
Pretty.
That'll get you
definitely
segregated.
Like a handful of trannies that you could tell.
Okay.
That are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
David
then,
Paul's there.
He would love it. He would love it.
That's an inside joke that no one will understand, but maybe would make Colby laugh. So
but yeah, so
it.
By the time we got there, Pinella
yes.
was pretty intoxicated.
What, do you have one beer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, there you go.
The staff wears shirt, and the backs read, "Hell yes, it's a gay bar." Okay. And that, Britt, just for the record, thank you, because that could have been when I asked, how do you know?
That I didn't see that. I did not know
response.
That existed.
Why is our audience so smart? Like, Korokov's like, well, XY indicates male chromosomes, like how females are XX. Did you know that?
I knew it had something to do with chromosomes.
I didn't
know if that was the man or the woman one, but...
No. When I'm on Reddit, and I'm on all, and there's those stories from 2X chromosomes, and in the I never know if that's man or woman when I'm scrolling by.
Well, now you know.
I don't know who they're angry at.
The Y one is the man one, because Y have men.
But I think 2X chromosomes Reddit is ironic, because they're showing bad behavior of women.
I mean, probably.
I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Also, it's the internet, so it's always, you know, let's make fun of women, because internet. That's how the internet works.
Menace, I didn't read the back of their fucking shirts, man. I was pretty intoxicated at that point, too, so I'm not reading shit. But yeah, there was also a server.
Uh-huh.
Black man.
Okay.
Topless.
Okay.
Bottomless.
Is that... I feel like that... Wait.
Minus like a very tight Speedo.
Because you just made him naked, so I'm just making
very
sure.
Tight Speedo with like a little slit cut out of the...
And
like
he's
the
a
back,
waiter?
And it just shows the top of the crack right there.
And he's a waiter.
Yeah, he was just walking around with things of shots.
Dude, okay.
Just
number
a lot
one,
of shots.
That sounds like the place I need to go to. That sounds like my kind of place. Okay, I would love
it. Yeah.
I would love it. Second of all, that absolutely sounds like a health code violation.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, his butt's out.
Well, I was thinking more of his chest than his butt.
No, he was covered in glitter.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. The glitter from his chest is going to fall on your food. Do you order food at gay bars?
No.
Just drinks, right?
Yeah.
Do you order food at any bars?
Yeah. Emerson serves.
Is that a bar, though?
Emerson Biggins, yeah.
God, I'd sound like such an idiot.
You just don't go to bars, man.
I know! I'm 31!
That's
how
fine.
How do I not know how bars work?
Because it's better to not go to bars because you save money because they're expensive.
How much money do you think you spent last night?
Well, let me just tell you how many drinks I got.
Okay.
I got 3 whiskeys.
Okay.
At Biggins.
Okay. So what, $12?
That was $5 each.
15, okay. Up to 15 bucks.
Then we went to the nightclub.
Should we get a calculator out?
Nightclub got 2 more whiskeys.
All right. So 15. Then 2 more. You think it's $5 again?
Yeah.
Okay, so 15 plus 10. Yeah. All right.
Then we went to the gay bar.
Right.
And I think I got 3 beers, and they were $3.50 each.
Okay. That's not bad. So what's that? $10.50? Okay, plus $10.50. And
plus $10 for a cover.
Okay. So we're up to $45, $46. So that's not including Britt, who I'm assuming also drank. Or does she do that thing again where she doesn't drink?
She doesn't drink, man.
I don't know how she stays with you, man.
I don't either.
I don't get, like, how...
I'm sure she just looks at me with disdain.
Right.
I'm that drunk.
That's what
I
it
mean,
is.
I mean, she looks at the entire group that way.
Well, right, but still,
I
like,
just
I don't understand.
I don't get it either, man. I don't know.
Like, I am literally, like, when I drink and Chris isn't drinking,
yeah.
I feel so self-conscious the entire time. Because I know that she's going to look at me and be like, look at this drunken idiot. You know?
Yeah.
And you do that, but I don't do that often.
I do that a lot.
You do it every weekend.
Not every weekend.
Pretty close.
No.
At least twice a month.
We haven't been out. Yeah, I mean, that's about it.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Twice a month?
Yeah, twice a month.
That's half the year.
Love is blind, question mark?
I mean, I guess. It would have to be.
I don't know, man.
I mean, drunk, maybe. Drunk, maybe drunk.
Drunk me
oh, God.
Isn't that bad.
Wait, though. Hold on.
What?
What about this nightmare scenario? Drunk Colby is arguably the best Colby. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What if she likes it when you're drunk and she stays sober so she can enjoy and remember best Colby?
That would be not good.
Yeah. Is there any chance of that?
It's drunk me is me. It's just more open.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But still best Colby, though.
Best Colby.
I mean, no, there's no quote. It's best Colby.
It's best Colby.
No, it's best Colby.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Except for when you got really drunk, you played Alien Isolation, and then you, he's best boy. Yeah, that was good Colby, too. I enjoyed that Colby, but all of your loved ones minus me were
that
very concerned
bad.
For your safety that yeah. night. So, are you the I love you guys kind of drunk?
No.
I get... No.
This guy, yeah.
I don't know. It depends on the night. I get, okay, when I drink, I love everyone around me more, and I hate myself more.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's like the opposite.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty good description. I don't think I'm the I love you guys either, but, well,
Colby,
yeah.
Colby just...
I'm not like that, like, I love you guys, you're the best friends ever.
Right.
But I'm more...
Colby is just more verbose. He speaks more.
Yeah.
He's more talkative. How many more ways could I say he talks more? Because I've just said it three times now.
Yeah.
Like, he just, he's nicer. That's maybe the way to put
yep.
it. Like, he's more approachable.
There's less hate.
Like, yeah. Like you can see Colby be like, hey, that's a cool guy, you know? Instead of what Colby usually looks like, which is, if you even talk to me, I will rip.
Fuck off.
I will kill you. Because that's just his resting face. Like, Colby's not really mean when he's not drunk.
I am, though.
He's not. He's a very nice guy. He just doesn't want to be, if that makes sense.
No, I want to. I like being nice.
Yes.
But I
you just don't
want
to have to
be. Impression of...
I don't think you do.
I hate you.
I think you don't want to talk to people unless you absolutely have to. I don't know why, but when you're drunk, that goes away.
Yeah.
Because if someone comes up and talks to you and you're sober, someone approaches you at the gym and asks you stuff, you're going to be nice to them. You're going to talk to them. You're going to be helpful.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
But if you see them coming towards you inside your body as it's happening, you are filled with rage. That you now have to have a conversation
with
that person.
I like to talk to people who I like to talk to. If
yeah, but
it's somebody I don't want to talk to,
right?
And I have to talk to them, then yeah, no, I hate my life.
Right, but if you're drunk, that goes
away.
That's
where that face comes in, and then it's just stuck there.
Right, so I feel like you always make that face because the people that you want to talk to know this about you, and so they just kind of plow through the bad face.
Yeah.
They just know that we could talk to Colby even if he's sober. But if you have the bad face on, strangers will leave you alone.
Yeah.
When you're drunk, though, bad face goes away.
No.
You'll talk to everybody.
No.
I think so.
Not certain people.
I think I... Well...
People I know, yeah. I'll talk to them.
Not
more.
This guy.
Not him, no.
No, not
I mean, even when I was
guy.
Drunk, when I first saw him again up in Manhattan, I was like, oh, man, Matthew. Oh.
Yeah.
I talked to him. We were joking around on the show.
Yeah.
Colby and Bash.
He hates you, though.
No.
Oh, he does.
No.
Oh, 100%.
Nah.
Yeah, I think he despises you with every
no,
ounce of his
did.
Being. No, I think he still does.
No, I'm sure he still does in a way, but it's not
he would hate you,
face.
I think, if he ever thought about you existing. Because I try to get him to watch this show or watch my streams. The second I say your name, it's like he takes his phone and throws it out in the parking lot. He doesn't want to deal
happen.
With you, man. What do you can't tell me what happens in my life.
I can't.
This is what's happening.
No.
It's happening.
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
He is. That's what it is, Taylor. It's 100%. Like, I don't, but see, that's the thing. Like, Colby, honestly, me too. Like, I don't believe that to this day he could care. Like, back in the day, the duo days, we all hung out all together. I think there was some jealousy because you were the hot chick, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I left Matthew for you a little bit. You know, I feel like now, 10 years later, he can't still be jealous, but I feel like when he just hears your name, he's like a little, he remembers.
Oh, yeah.
He remembers that time that you shot him in the ear with a.
Oh, I don't think he'll ever forgive that.
No, even though that was 100% my idea,
mm-hmm.
that just kind of
Still the one who shot him in the face.
You're still the one who shot him, even though I masterminded the plan. And then he ran to my ex-wife's house, where she was living with her parents at the time, and he was crying there, and she texts me, and she's like, hey, it's Matthew, what'd you guys do to Matthew? He's very upset. And I'm like, we shot him in the face, and like 800 LOLs. I'll never forget.
I can't believe that's what he did.
That's what he did, man. Remember, he peeled out of the driveway.
I remember that.
He rode away to my girlfriend's house. That's what he did.
Well, we were dumb. We hit on the fucking roof thinking he wouldn't see us, and then he just comes out. He's like,
well, he did that thing.
You think how it would work, guys?
He does that thing where he's like, he did the I'm not hot thing, where he's like, I'm too cool for anything.
Yeah.
You know, so he had to be shot in the face to teach him that he's not too cool to be shot in the face.
We should have lit him on fire, too.
That day where he said he wasn't hot, I wish I could have lit him on fire or shot him in the face or both. You know?
Well, he started to push it away because he was getting lit on fire.
Yeah, his pants were starting to smoke. Mm-hmm. Right. Because he was hot.
Yeah.
And he still persisted and said he wasn't hot.
I can't believe we almost...
Oh, it makes me so mad.
I can't believe we almost set him on fire.
I can't believe
it
either.
Started smoking.
Like, why wouldn't he just say he was hot?
I don't know. I didn't really know that those lights were that powerful to catch fabric on fire.
They were military pants, man.
Yeah.
They're made out of, like, high-tech fabrics, so and they were smoking. Yeah. And he's like, I'm still not hot, man. And I'm like, you're catching on fire, Matthew. And he's like, I'm not hot, man. All right,
bring it back.
I got to do some deep breathing. Feel some
Bring it back, man. Bring it back.
I got to cover up his face. I can't look at it.
So, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom in the gay bar.
Okay.
And then Pinella was like, I do too, man, but I don't want to go alone. And I'm like, all right, let's go.
Pinella's a little homophobic.
Oh, I think it's teetering on the edge of just jumping into full homosexuality.
I think he might be a little gay and he doesn't want to admit it. And
Definitely.
So it kind of comes out as homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's 2018. No one cares anymore, dude.
Yeah, no.
No one cares.
They're also not going to rape you in the bathroom.
No.
Like, calm yourself.
No, there's no difference between a gay person and a not gay person when it comes to rape.
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, also the stipulation of just they're everywhere and they're going to talk to you. Just as soon as you walk into a gay bar being a straight man, you're going to get hit on like that. Like that stipulation, no.
Right.
They still have self-consciousness.
Again, I'll reiterate, there's
randomly.
No difference between a regular person,
no.
regular, and a gay person, because everybody is a person. And it's like, that's that homophobia, man.
So we got
that's
to the bathroom. And it was like a three-person bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And there was one dude waiting, all three were
Wait,
filled.
Like three stalls?
No, one stall, two urinals.
Okay, I was going to say, that's the nicest bathroom I've ever heard of downtown. No. It's usually like, if there's more than one stall, that's like a nice place, man.
No.
I'm always on the lookout for prime places to poop out
it's
in public.
It's not there.
Okay, all right.
It's not there.
Okay.
But,
Von Mar, so East dude, Mall, still the best place to poop. If you're out
the line
college,
was
the
outside the door. The door was closed. So
uh-huh.
then we opened the door. He saw the people in the bathroom, and that one dude was waiting. And he's like, I'm not doing it. Not worth it. And then bounced. Just left me there.
Okay.
And I was just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, you just wait to pee. You know? I worry for him, man.
Yeah, I don't get it. It is 2018. Like, there are worse things to... be than gay now. I mean, back in like what 2008 when I was saying the F word all the freaking time, like
it was 2008, man. Everyone did it.
You could get judged poorly back then.
Eh,
you get judged more than now.
Well, what do you mean judged? Like you mean as a gay person you get judged more? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
But now it's 10
years
later.
It's hard to know because we were young and idiotic.
Yeah,
I also judged fat people back then.
Right. I mean, I still judge fat people.
I walked right into that one. Surprised I could fit.
Oh, my God.
You should have left his number on the stall for a good time.
Ooh.
Repress needs love. Call me Tone and then write this phone number. Call the Tone phone.
I'll tone in your senses. Be the best experience.
You know, why Taylor's here, just going to have a completely inappropriate conversation. Because last I saw 3 hours ago, she was at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she ever stop being at the beach to watch this? You talk about poor life decisions.
Isn't it cold there?
I don't know. Is it ever cold at the beach?
That's got to be cold, man. It's like wintertime.
I don't know. She's still at the beach. See?
So you're at the beach right now watching this.
Turn it off. Turn this off and go in the ocean. This is not better.
It's probably cold, man. That's
I mean, if you're in an apartment, you know, and you're eating a tortilla or something, I get it. But like, she's at the beach.
What's
man.
The temperature there? That's what I want to know.
Well, let's look at it. How do we look up weather for places that I don't know that where she's at?
Type in weather, South North Carolina. Now, South North.
Weather North Carolina Beach. Does that work? Carolina Beach, 70 degrees, man.
Yeah, that's too cold.
You know that right now, it's 40 degrees outside and you're wearing a tank top, oh, right?
I walked over here in a hoodie.
Okay.
It's fucking 98 degrees in this room.
It is. It is indeed.
Only reason why I'm still wearing a tank top.
Yeah, it's hot in here. It's 70 degrees there, too. Which, by the way, for those of you who are elsewhere in the world, 21 degrees Celsius. There you go. Now you know. It looked nice.
Yeah.
I mean, wind doesn't bother me. We're from Kansas. There's never no more wind here or anywhere else but here. Sentences that should have made sense when I started saying
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
And they melted
what
away.
What happened?
Dude, I'm melting
to
down.
To your brain,
I'm
man.
Melting down,
what's
dude.
Happening?
Synapses are firing out of order.
Synapses?
Yeah.
God, fix your brain.
I can't.
Fix it.
I can't.
So,
anything else happened at the gay bar last night? Was that the last place you went?
Yeah.
Then you went home and you watched what TV?
Lizzie's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How much guitar playing did you witness?
A decent amount.
Yeah, there's always guitar playing.
I drank 4 more beers.
You would have to with all the guitar playing.
And then we left and then came home. I was out of beer, but we had a little bit of wine left. So
okay.
I poured the wine, took a
what
sip.
What time is this?
Laid in bed and then passed the fuck out.
What time is this?
It's like 2?
So it's after the time change?
Yeah,
so it's actually 3? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't watch ATV?
I think we tried, but I passed out.
Wow, I'm proud of you, man, for going to bed decently early.
It wasn't that early.
What was the music like?
It was good, man. There was some Shinedown.
At the gay bar?
Oh, no.
What were you talking about?
I thought the guitar playing.
Oh, maybe that's what he's talking about.
The gay bar was full of remixed old songs into like EDM stuff.
I kind of dig that, you know.
It was better than what was playing at the original bar that we went to because
right?
There was like some like DJ PM vibes or something like that playing.
PM vibes, huh? Okay.
It was a very Mexican Latin kind of themed, lots of Spanish speaking songs that were happening. I didn't know what was being said.
DJ vibe?
I was very confused.
It's not DJ Vibe, is it?
No.
No.
PM Vibes, man. It's PM VIBEZZZ.
Oh, sorry. I spelled it with an S. I'm so white. That's my bad.
It might be DJ PM. I don't really know.
Like, what do you mean? Like that?
No. Like just
PM. Here we go. PM Vibes event.
That's
360
it.
Wichita. Here
That's
we go,
it.
Man. Sorry, the pager requested could not be found. That's awkward. PM Vibes at
Tim
Rock
Hardwood
Island Live.
Can't take
is this
that
where
shit.
You went, man? This
yeah,
is it.
That was
this
it.
Is your event right here, man.
I couldn't take that shit, man.
PM Vibes at Rock Island
horrible.
Live.
It's fucking terrible.
Dude, you paid $5 to get it to see PM Vibes?
I mean, technically, Biggins and Rock Island are connected. And so if you pay a cover for one, you get to go to both.
Okay.
And there's a hallway connecting both. So
okay.
Biggins was hot and smelly, and then we went over there, and it was a little cooler.
Hey, what's Biggins
smelly.
Punch, man?
That is every liquor.
It's fight milk.
Poured into a cup.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hey, did you get there early to avoid the line?
No.
There was no line,
there
was there?
No
I can't
line.
Believe there was no line for PM
there
Vibes.
Was not a line.
So, I don't know. This is saying PM Vibes at Rock Island Live and sounds by special guest DJ PM.
I think PM Vibes is just the name of the show.
So DJ PM.
And he is the DJ is PM, yeah. Uh-huh.
So his DJ name is PM. The event he put on is PM Vibes.
Chuck Harbord can't take that Mexican
it's,
shit.
It's sometimes just out of context. It's just I just think about it going up on Twitter someday. You know, it's like, I really like this show, but I went back and listened to episode 132, and Colby said something horribly racist after talking about Game Boy.
I didn't say shit. Chuck Hardwood came out.
Yeah, Chuck Hardwood
like,
said it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're comedians. We can't be taken seriously here.
Okay, so if I search DJ PM, is that going to bring him up? Like, is this?
Yeah.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, sure.
I'm just curious because you mentioned it's Mexican, and I feel like it's not going to be Mexican. It's just going to sound like all types of music, and you're just projecting some type of Mexican vibe onto it because the man himself is Mexican.
No, there was a lot of Mexican songs, bro.
Okay. Like Spanish in it? Is that what you mean
yes.
by Mexican? Okay, like Spanish
Latin.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that Latin vibe.
Did you
music.
Get any of these, like, glowing eyeball zombie people vibes?
No. Okay. It was definitely just this. It was just...
I mean, this is EDM today, right? Like, we should skip it.
Just constantly this mixed in with tequila.
I mean, this is pretty good, right? Is this Hebrew?
I don't know.
I think that's Hebrew, right? Also, this isn't his song, right?
No, it's a remix of Cruella.
Okay, all right. So let's see what his number one song is here. I like doing it. I like just seeing local. Okay, I feel like if I click this, that's going to be TOS violations, right? What's the rule of watching YouTube videos with nudity in them on Twitch? Do we get banned for that?
I mean, technically, there's boobs on YouTube because
that's
it's
what I'm
artistic.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Can we show artistic boob?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think that's different.
Let's try this with it. Okay, he's not Mexican at all. Is it possible the words that you heard were Hebrew? Because this is 100% Hebrew, right?
No.
Like, can I translate this? Yeah, Hebrew. I mean, I feel like there wouldn't be a lot of Spanish if he's Hebrew.
That's weird, bro.
Declare it, these are artistic, and then it's fine.
This is not what I thought.
I mean, this is pretty
this
good,
might
right?
Be a new, this might be a different
Let's
guy.
Check out DJPM.net. Let's see if he has shows on there, and we can confirm whether or not this is the man you saw at Rock Island Live. I don't think he is, because everything's in Hebrew. Clearly, this is an Israeli DJ that we have stumbled upon. This is not the man at Rock Island Live last night, right?
It might be.
There's... What? Look at all these people!
Yeah, this is definitely not what Rock Island looked like.
No, definitely not, right? I can't read this page because it's in Hebrew. This can't be him. No, I'm really...
Look at that! Latin night, bro! Latin night!
I'm not doubting you, man! I'm
See?
Just saying that DJ PM...
With DJ PM, man.
What?
Jay Scratch,
How
bro.
Can there not be one thing that gives a link? Hey, get out of here, Cox. I have not used 85% of my monthly data.
How does that even pop up?
Dude, because they watch everything we do, man.
He could be both.
I'm so upset. Well, this is a mystery we'll never solve.
DJ Trivia?
How does an event website not have a link to the artist? I mean, if I wanted to go out, and I'm like, what's Barleycorns have tonight? And I go and I look, and it's like DJ PM's there. I'm like, okay, I don't know who that is. Can I click him to see a link to his music, see if it would be cool to go? There's nothing like that.
Switch to opera.
So, so there's only two possibilities here, right? Either... One, the unlikely possibility, in my opinion, DJ PM has such a following that he could draw people out. Or two, Wichita cares so little about who's actually playing, they just want to drink and they don't care who's actually doing it. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But if that's the case, then why would you try to be a musician at Wichita because no one's going to care about you?
Because people make poor life decisions.
I mean, do you think we just gave DJ PM more publicity than he's ever had in his entire career?
I mean, minus his friends, because I think that's the only people that were at Rock Island last night, minus
right.
people who wanted to drink.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, 100% we could do an interview with DJ PM, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Unless he's that big Hebrew guy, and then I don't know, man.
I feel like he's not, because...
Should have taken a picture. Should have paid more attention.
You gotta do it, man. I love to know these random acts.
Yeah, I know. And then we went to the nightclub, and then there was a bunch of old ladies dancing on top of this table with bowl. Like, they have a strip kind of, like, platform. What would you call it? Like, stage, almost.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the bar with two poles on either end.
It's literally a strip club-style scenario. Yeah, basically. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then anyone...
Can get up there?
Can get up there and get on the pole.
All right.
And so
Did you do it?
No, there was a couple cougars.
All right.
Cougars.
Uh-huh. Like,
they thought they were.
So they're ugly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're not the best. No.
Not the best cougars you've ever
seen. Pretty old. Getting it down on those poles.
Isn't there a animal above cougar, like puma or something?
Like mongoose?
No, mongoose isn't a cat.
Like,
I thought that's how it was. It was
saber-tooth.
I feel like I'm Googling way too much today. Scale of cougar. I'm pretty sure this exists, right? Yeah, the feline scale. Yeah, Urban Dictionary. Yeah, here we go. Okay, yeah. So 0 to 12 is a house cat. All right, those are off limits. No house cats. Okay, 13 to 17, bobcat. All right, get out of here.
They're probably a cougar or a jaguar.
Okay, so 18 to 21 is a wildcat. 22 to 29 is a lynx. All right, so our women right now are lynxes. Mm. Yeah! All right, lynx. Okay, 30 to 39 is a puma. I knew a puma was in there, man. I know a lot about old women.
I guess.
40 to 49 is a cougar. 50 to 59 is a jaguar. 60 to 68 is a panther. 69, panther. Just the age of 69 is pussycat. Because, of course, it is. 70 to 79 is a cheetah. 80 to 89 is a leopard, 90 to 99 is a tiger, and 100 plus is a lion. So where would you rate these dancers on the feline scale?
I'd say cougar to jaguar, probably.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems fair, then. I mean, do you really expect something great in Wichita on the feline scale?
No, but they were rude and kicked us out of the way because we were leaning on the stage.
Well, dude, they were performing.
I know.
Hello. It was rude of you to lean on their stage. You're actually mad about it, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're still annoyed.
Yeah. Both of those bars also, the gay and and this nightclub, they're right next to each other, so I'm assuming they're owned by the same person.
Okay.
They have a no vaping policy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I got yelled at.
I thought the point of vape is so you could smoke in public. Like, isn't that like 90% of the reason you want to vape?
I mean, that and also the fact that it won't kill you as fast.
Okay. We don't know that yet.
We do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
No, they won't. I wanted to knock her old ass off the stage, Britt. Britt has anger issues.
I mean, I don't.
Not like her.
Nah.
You don't have, I'll be on hold for 3 hours to yell at some employee who makes $7 an hour rage issues, okay? She has rage issues. Like, she makes my rage issues look normal. Okay, that's extreme.
No.
But.
No, I get you. Yeah.
She gets raged out by minor annoyances. That's what I'm saying.
I do, too.
Feel like she does it more.
I hit things instead.
That's true.
I don't hit
At least
people,
Britt
I hit
uses
things.
Her words.
Yeah.
And she could form complete sentences intelligently as well in chat, which helps. Something you probably couldn't do.
No, I'd just rage fuck you or something.
Yeah, I just type in all caps. I just know you, the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, I need... So I forgot to get my water. I need water to lube this.
And then go.
So you got to fill
go
time, man.
Go get it,
I'm
man.
Get water. You fill time.
Fill time with what? What, guys? Yeah, the bar was crap. That's all I know. And also, I can't fill time worth shit. So we're gonna sit here and I'm gonna keep rambling on until the man walks back because he hates when I host the show alone. Because it just brings it down. Brings it down to a whole other level that he just can't even respect. It's so poor. Poor on this level. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Words are just coming out of my mouth. Now I'm staring. This is why I don't host a show or stream by myself. Because it would go poorly. Hurry the fuck up. You okay? He was choking. He almost died. He probably died. Did you die? He's dead. Taking his time filling up that water, man. Menace, don't. I see the kappa. Thank you. Definitely, definitely accurate. You done yet? You done yet? Hey, man, you done yet? Bro, you done yet? Hey, friend, you done yet? I'm just gonna keep saying this, so you better hurry up. I'll leave the show. I'll leave the show. God. Guys, I don't like this. I'm not good at this. Just walk as slow as possible.
Hey, man, the sink was slow,
just take your time, man. Just take your time.
You were fine. You were handling it.
Nope. No. You can ask them.
Yeah, they chat. Look, man, just chatted with you. See, he said you're great at this, man.
The chair and the chair show.
Well, that's because you said you were going to leave, which I knew was a lie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I would have.
And he said you're great at this.
I would have just kept. There's a kappa head on the end of that.
Oh, that's a fake kappa head.
I don't think those exist.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's a dual kappa. It doesn't count the same. He meant you're great, dude. Just put it. You're great. All right. What you staring at?
I don't know, like the sentence for the usage of the words, I guess. Jessica Biel's a lynx. Heidi Klum, Demi Moore. Who's Heidi Klum?
What, a very famous model.
Who's that?
Heidi Klum.
Like, is she from the Hills?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Heidi and Spencer in Hills people.
Heidi Klum is like 60 years old.
That's not right.
Is that candle that I blew out creating a massive amount of smoke?
No.
I'm like choking on it.
Stop choking.
Okay, we're good. We're not good. I'm dying.
I'm dead. My energy level is like.
Did you expend it all in that solo offering?
Yeah.
You're like crashing right now.
You forced my brain to like think of things to say. Thanks, man.
You literally said the same thing over and over again, though, for about a good 30 seconds, so.
I broke.
Okay, man.
Mentally broke.
I'm sorry that I did that to you. You want to talk about people's lives who are better than us?
Sure.
All right, let's talk about this. This is the salaries of TV stars revealed. How much money people get paid to be on TV.
On TV?
On TV. All right.
So we already know movie people, so now we are looking at TV people?
Right. Okay. So broadcast TV is yellow, cable is blue, and streaming is green.
Okay.
All right? So John Goodman... Number one for broadcast comedies for, well, Roseanne's new show, The Conners.
What?
Yeah, they remade Roseanne, but they got rid of Roseanne. She died. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, they brought back Roseanne as The Conners without Roseanne.
That's ridiculous.
And John Goodman's making $375,000 an episode. It's pretty good,
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
Pretty good. Lori Metcalf.
An episode?
Yeah. Well, all three of them. Lori Metcalf, John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, all... $375,000.
That's fucking ridiculous.
An episode for the Conners. Oh, we're offline. Why are we offline?
What
happened? We're no longer here.
What?
Audio listeners, exclusive content. Exclusive.
Why? What happened, man?
Oh, Wi-Fi's completely gone.
What did you do?
I did nothing, man.
You did everything, apparently.
I did nothing. This is an exclusive?
Yeah, the internet's completely gone.
Yeah, there's no internet. It's just gone now.
Well, that's a good thing that you, like, record these shows, I guess.
I know, right? Mm. Isn't that great? I'll just wait for, Wi-Fi to come back. I don't know. This is actually, to be honest, this is actually the second time I think this has happened.
What?
My router has just crashed.
Like, on the show, or?
Well, not on this show, but it happened to me the other day on my stream. The router just crashed.
Oh, man.
And, like, Wi-Fi just went away. Like, I think the modem is fine. The router just crashes. So, you know.
And so the router is which one? That's not the one that you get from the cable people, right?
No, that's the one. That's that $300 Nighthawk that I bought.
Well, that's stupid, then.
Yeah.
You know what? My one-in-one, same one-in-one I got from AT&T, it's never crashed once.
Yeah, but it's also so slow you can't watch movies.
I watch movies fine.
Do you?
Yeah, it's Apple servers that suck.
You told me that you couldn't watch my stream while you were watching something else.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good. Okay, we have Wi-Fi again. Should we try to go live?
Yeah.
Let's try it. Connecting. Streaming. Hey, are we back?
Hey, we're back.
We're back. All right. So there was some exclusive content for you audio listeners. So let me put in chat. We back. Refresh. There you go. Let's disconnect from here and reconnect so we can actually see chat, maybe. No, there we go. All right. We're back. Hey.
Fucking ridiculous.
Hey, man. God, the stuff we talked about during that audio-only segment,
it was just the, like, Emmy-worthy. Right,
so
there.
Good, yeah. Man. Stream, so good.
Stream quality. Award-worthy shit, man.
What? Stream quality award worthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet after hearing that sentence, people wish we went back offline.
Nah.
I bet they do.
Nah, man. You insulting me?
Never. How would I insult
you? Fucking insulting me more?
Yeah, let's actually make sure we're back.
Let's make sure we're
I'm gonna refresh our star page on the Twitch machine. Let's see if we see ourselves. Hey, look, there we are. We're here.
Yeah.
We back. Hey, we still got transcoding too. It's actually a miracle.
You're a miracle, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, chat's back.
Yeah, we're back.
We back.
We back.
I don't know what happened.
We back.
The internet died.
We back. Yeah. We back. Yeah, my router just died apparently because I looked over at my phone. There was no Wi-Fi anymore, so I just had to wait for that to come back online. So, and boom, bam, here we are.
You already did a Santa hat for November 1st. You didn't want to make me like have you turn into a turkey or something.
No, Christmas starts November 1st.
That doesn't make any sense.
Also, I don't want to ask you for too many things.
Why not? I would love to make you into a turkey.
You do them slow.
Great.
If you make me into a turkey, I will use that.
Nah.
So that's what I thought.
Yeah.
See. That's why I didn't ask.
But you should have had that idea before. Like, why am I smarter than you here?
Maybe I did have that idea, and I decided not to ask for it because two emotes was enough.
I don't think that's true. Yeah, you had me make fucking 10.
Well, yeah, but those are for Discord. When does Christmas start for you, man?
Never. Christmas Day. I don't care. I'm not a big Christmas guy, man.
Like,
I walked in here and saw your tree, and I'm like, no.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Like, just in general because you hate Christmas?
I hate Christmas. I hate this time of year. I hate the cold.
Dude, that is not okay.
I prefer Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, are you and Britt going to do Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a shared one? Are you each going to have one in your own place? Or?
Yeah, a shared one.
Okay, whose place is it going to be at?
Probably mine.
Okay, what day are you going to put it up?
I don't know. I think she has one. I don't.
You don't even have a Christmas tree?
I don't.
What did you do last year?
Nothing.
What did you do the year before?
I was in a relationship with somebody else who put up a fucking Christmas tree.
So they took the Christmas tree with them?
Yeah.
Dude, that's messed up.
It wasn't my Christmas tree.
So? It is now. It's in my house. That's not how relationships work.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I like Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Well, it's my second favorite holiday.
What's your first?
4th of July.
Why?
I love blowing stuff up. And I love eating lasagna, which is what we eat for 4th of July.
Lasagna.
Yeah, man, we eat lasagna for the 4th of July. It's delicious.
That makes no sense.
If you ate my family's lasagna, your nips would fly off your body, dude.
Mm-mm.
You should come. You need to come to my family's 4th of July sometime, dude. You would blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you guys do for the 4th of July?
Nothing.
All right, you, your mother, and your father, and Britt, y'all coming to my house. I mean, not actually my house, because I don't have room, but... my family's house, 4th of July this year.
Okay. And see? Menace. You Benedict Arnold, motherfucker.
Why?
Because
lasagna isn't
you're
British.
Betraying. Yeah, no, it's a fucking goddamn Italian piece of shit. You're there with Mussolini, man.
Mussolini?
You and Mussolini are just palling it up on the 4th of July, eating fucking lasagna, shitting on the American flag. Chuck Hardwood's gonna stab you.
Because I eat lasagna.
Yeah, man.
What does Chuck Hardwood eat?
Fucking hot dogs. Hot dogs, burgers, brats.
Oh my god, origin of hot dogs. Pretty sure these are gonna be Italian, too. It's a Frankfurter, so it's going to be, it's German. It's German, then. You're saying German is more American than Italian?
Yeah,
what is the difference between Mussolini and Hitler,
shit,
man?
We out of them in World War II, and so we steal all their shit. We claimed it.
You did the same thing to Italy.
Nah, they were first, though.
What do you mean they were first?
So we conquered them.
Germany.
Italy.
Okay.
Stole all their stuff.
Okay.
But then we conquered Germany and then stole all their stuff, which replaced the Italian stuff. And we haven't conquered anyone else since.
What about Kuwait?
Kuwait?
We conquered Kuwait,
then
we
got shit there.
They're not
man.
Even on the map
you
anymore.
Know how much curry is everywhere right now?
I don't think curry's
you know how
from Kuwait.
Much fucking goddamn
like baklava.
Hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus
yeah.
and shit is everywhere now? It's everywhere. You can blame the Kuwait, the fucking Gulf War on that shit.
So you're not supposed to eat hot dogs, you're supposed to eat hummus then for
no.
for the July.
False.
If we're following the
false.
Who we're
those
getting.
Don't count.
Yeah, what about pizza? Pizza's American?
Yeah.
It's Italian, though.
No, we
pizza
stole.
And a lasagna,
we
same
steal
family
everything.
Of food.
Tacos, burritos,
I have,
pizza.
I'm agreeing with you. You're the one who said it was anti-American to eat lasagna.
Yeah, we didn't steal lasagna.
What do you mean?
Didn't steal it.
I have appropriated lasagna.
No, you don't.
It has happened.
No.
I have appropriated. Also, you're Italian.
No, I'm not.
For the record.
I'm straight white.
You're South Korean.
I'm the whitest white.
North Korean.
North Korean.
Did we ever put a North or a South on your Korean
no.
fake etymology?
Nope.
Okay. Do you want to pick one? You want to be South or North Korean?
No.
All right. We'll make you South. It'll be easier, I think, for people to believe.
Sure.
Right? I mean, do we want to make it easy to believe, though? Because people already think you're actually Korean. Let's go with South. It's fine. Also, my lasagna is great, okay? And all the people who are hating on my lasagna, you don't get any, okay?
Good. Don't want any. It sounds like ass.
No, it is incredible. It's a secret. Look at me. All right? You yeah. see this body?
Mm-hmm.
This is a lasagna body.
I know.
Okay? You know what my family
you're
looks
made
like, don't you?
Lasagna.
They're all lasagnians. You thinking my lasagna isn't going to be the best lasagna ever made? It built this temple to lasagna.
Bitch lasagna?
What?
Bitch lasagna?
What are you talking about?
I think that's a PewDiePie reference.
Are you having a stroke, bro?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, speaking of random things, let me show you this picture real quick. Now that we're just...
Twatter?
OCD-ing.
Dude, is Twatter a website? Because if not,
I
we need to start it.
I literally spelled Twatter, by the way.
Twatter.
Okay, don't look at the screen real quick. I'm going to try to surprise you. All right. It's not Matthew naked. Don't worry. I'm not going to do that to you.
I would doubt it would be that if it's on Twitter. Yeah. I wasn't worried.
Okay. Hold on.
Unless you're pulling it up now, and then I'm worried.
Hold on.
Are you the fuck?
Okay. All right. Look. Do you know who this is?
No.
I bet Britt does. If Britt's still watching, I bet she knows who this is.
Yeah, probably.
It's a baseball player on the cover of PS4, the show, 19. Okay. He currently doesn't have a team, so he's not in a uniform because it's the midseason, but he's going to be the cover athlete, okay? People say that that's PewDiePie because, yeah, Britt knows. It's Bryce Harper. She got it. She nailed it, okay? People say that's just PewDiePie on the cover because no nerds, none of us Twitterans, we don't watch baseball. No. You know, no one under 30 watches, or under 40, under 50, under 60 watches baseball, so... That's PewDiePie, right?
No, oh, yeah.
I mean, that looks like PewDiePie.
I mean, last year, PewDiePie, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's Bryce Harper. We don't yet know what team he'll be on, but we're thrilled to welcome B. Harper, 34-07, as the next MLB The Show cover athlete.
Who did he used to play for?
Oh, I don't have it. Did you not hear my before 70 speech? Did you not hear that?
Very, very clearly Bryce Harper. Yeah, Britt, if you pay attention to baseball,
yeah.
You probably know that, but no one does.
Yeah, because it's baseball.
No
right.
one.
Yo, it's the Pudes. He played for the Nationals. You know what? His name did sound familiar to me. That makes sense. Because I listen to those Washington, D.C. podcasts all the time, so I hear his name thrown about. But
nope.
He's going to go play for the Cactuses.
The Cactuses?
The Marlins.
The Oilers.
We already ruled out the Oilers don't exist. The Marlins are real, right? Baseball's the American pastime, you Nazis, and why don't I see any lasagna in the stands? Huh?
It's all hot dogs.
It's all hot dogs.
All hot dogs for those German Nazis. Speaking of...
Baseball hasn't been the American pastime in forever, all right? It's clearly football.
Are you wanting to see that
now.
Overlord movie?
I don't even know... I watched the trailer.
I thought it said, like, what horror movies are.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to see it because it's supposed to be Scurry, right?
Scurry,
well,
yeah.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. I don't know if it's scary in a scary way or if it's scary in, like, the J.J. Abrams Super 8 Cloverfield way.
Right.
Where it's not actually scary at all.
Yeah,
he just wants it to look, yeah,
or, like, tense.
I assume it's, like, the Super 8 Cloverfield way.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. I watched the trailer. I didn't know anything about it.
There's not really much scary. The only thing that scares me, really, is, like, realistic shit. So, like, The Strangers.
Right.
That's fucking terrifying.
Okay, I get that, yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Can't really handle that either.
Right.
I could do Paranormal. Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
See,
It's not going to happen. And then, like, if it's zombies, don't care.
You know what I think it is?
Gore, don't care.
To be honest. I think I'm tired of J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm done with his act.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm tired of it.
No, his mystery box has gotten to
right,
be, we figured it out.
Like he's just making the same movie over
it's
and over again.
Just nothing.
Just in different time
periods.
There's
something
settings,
in his
right?
mystery box and it's called nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like J.J. Abrams. I think he makes cool, like the movies he makes that I've seen, I like, you know, but I think I'm just tired of his.
I don't get why everybody was thinking like he's the shit. I don't get it. I think it had something to do with Lost and how like he knew what the story was from the beginning.
He's clearly got talent.
They didn't.
As a producer.
And then,
you know,
cinematography-wise, I don't know who did what on Star Trek, but too many
lens
flares.
He did the lens flares. I know that.
Way too much Dutch angle, man.
He loves that stuff.
Everything was fucking
cool. Dude, all I know, like, okay, he's probably up there with Spielberg when it comes to being good at choosing projects as a producer.
Yeah.
You know? But because like Westworld I love and like there's like a million shows he produces now.
Right.
But like I don't feel like he's actually involved with a lot of the things he produces.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like Overlord I don't know.
Well yeah, that whole like I'm gonna buy movies and slap the Cloverfield title on it.
Yeah.
That was not a good
I feel
plan.
Like just like I think Spielberg's a perfect example because now at this point, I feel like if it's from producer J.J. Abrams,
yeah.
And that's the selling point. It's
that
probably not.
Shit.
It's probably not good
no.
because that's what they're using to get you in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
agreed.
Because like Star Wars Episode 9 will come out, and it's not going to be like from producer J.J. Abrams.
No.
You know, you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he directed it, you don't need it to sell it. You know, so if he's not involved, should you judge him the same way?
Yeah,
I don't.
Because he puts his name on it, Menace.
I don't know. That's. I don't know, man. It's probably
puts
not
the name on it, man.
I would say no. I think Menace is right. I think what it is, I'm not tired. Here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of the J.J. Abrams shtick, even if J.J. Abrams isn't technically responsible for said shtick.
Yeah.
It's like, who's that guy who did all the zombie movies? George Romero or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't he that way? Like, every zombie movie for a while was George Romero's blah, 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 even though he had nothing to do with it.
You got me.
Like House of a Thousand
Probably.
Corpses. That's Rob Zombie.
Something.
I'm just mixing them together. People are raging at home that know this stuff, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean, man. Anyway, let's get back to this. Important stuff.
Yeah, man. We're on the internet now.
Important
so
stuff,
that.
Man. Look at your man right here, Tim Allen, $250,000 an episode for Last Man Standing.
Wow.
Now see, when I see that stuff, okay, I think conspiracy. Cause like, it got canceled and then it came back, and now Tim Allen makes more money than he did before. So he wasn't really into coming back for the show. Because if he was, he would have taken a pay cut, not asked for a raise.
He could have been getting paid more than that.
No.
It's Tim Allen, bro.
Dude, Tim Allen's Pat. He's old news.
No, not to the people who like baseball.
No. This is per episode.
Also, you know,
$250K per episode.
This isn't helping my case.
Yep.
But Pinella last night was like, "Hey, did you watch Last Man Standing, bro?"
Oh no, dude.
I was like, "Yeah, no, it's good."
No, you know. You know what that does? That doesn't make me lose respect for you. That makes me lose respect for Pinella.
That's how
much disdain I have for that Last Man Standing show.
Yeah. This is per episode.
Per episode, yeah.
That's so
per episode. That's
shit.
How TV works, man.
How? Do they have the budget for that?
No. Because advertising. Okay. So here's unscripted. So Alec Baldwin's making $300K an episode for the Alec Baldwin show. Kevin Hart is making $500K an episode for TKO. James Corden for World's Best making $350K. Drew Barrymore.
I've never heard of any of
Kelly
these.
Clarkson's making $560,000 an episode for The Voice. Sarah Silverman's making $225K for I Love You,
That's
America.
That's depressing.
All right. The guys from Queer Eye all make $7,500 an episode.
That's not great.
That's bad, right?
That's not great. Norm MacDonald deserves it. Dwayne Johnson,
$450K. I mean, what surprises me is that Kelly Clarkson is making $560,000.
Yeah, that's
nuts. There's a one by. Kelly Clarkson is compensated $14 million per season, amount based on an average of 25 episodes. Okay, so technically, because it's reality, she's not getting paid as much, but.
Dude, the Sarah Silverman one just makes me want to throw up.
Why, you don't like Sarah Silverman?
No.
Baldwin got arrested Friday for punching a guy for a parking spot. That sounds like him.
Yeah, no, he's deep. Yeah, no.
Okay, did you see Taylor Snark in the chat?
Who, what?
Well, if the trick is to stop for a while and then come back, you two should be billionaires.
Yeah, no, we're not.
If anything, I make less money now than I did.
We could. You guys just toss that money this way.
Maybe if you actually fulfilled on your dance contract.
Nah.
Oh, maybe. Oh. Nah. Okay, so here's dramas. Okay, this is the real money here. All right? Javier Bardem is making $1.2 million an episode for his new Amazon series that's coming out. But Javier Bardem, Oscar-winning actor. He's a guy from No Country for Old Men.
Oh, really?
So that makes sense. Like, these that's going to be a limited series. You know, it's not a recurring...
Norman Reedus makes $1 million an episode?
Norman Reedus makes $1 million
Jesus
an episode.
Jesus Christ,
to be
man.
In... I mean, why not? That show is dreck, and he's the only one that's still in it. You know?
I mean, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston makes $1.1 million for her upcoming morning show drama.
Steve Carell?
For Apple, Steve Carell is... Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston both in an untitled morning show drama for Apple streaming. And Reese Witherspoon.
What the fuck is Apple doing, man?
Dude, I don't know, but that's
a
lot of money.
Where do you get that shit?
I don't know. iTunes, right? We did this on an episode once. We tried to figure out if you could watch Apple TV other places, and you can't. It's crazy.
And it's free, though.
Elizabeth Moss makes $1 million an episode for Handmaid's Tale. I mean, some of these, like, these dramas don't
Henry
really...
Henry Cavill, man, look at that.
Like
400K.
This one blows my mind.
400K for The Witcher, bro.
Because she does 14 episodes a year or whatever. Like, yeah. Having Jennifer Aniston, like these Javier Bardem's, these Jennifer Aniston ones, like those to me, those are limited
gonna
series.
Have like 10 episodes.
Right, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the end of the end of the series.
Still, that's fucking retarded.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of money, I agree, but I don't know. It's not as mind blowing to me as, like, Elizabeth Moss making $1 million an episode for Handmaid's Tale. Like, is she really the draw of that show? I don't know. That's insane to me. What else we got here? 400K, Henry Cavill in The Witcher. Anthony Mackie makes $475,000 for Altered Carbon.
What? He's in Altered Carbon?
He wasn't in the first season. Did you watch that show?
No.
I did. He wasn't in that, in my opinion. I don't think so. David Harbour, $350K. Millie Bobby Brown, $350K. No wonder Drake's wanting him getting a try. Wrecked. Roasted. Benicio Del Toro, $400K.
I didn't know these people were in fucking TV.
$100K for The Flash,
man. $125K for Arrow, bro.
Yeah, man. That's pretty good for CW money.
Yeah, they got to keep that shit going because that's all they have on that channel.
It's just really TV's where the money at, you know?
Yeah, obviously. Apparently.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And that doesn't include, like, The Big Bang Theory, because The Big Bang Theory was the first one where they paid the three leads, the two boys and the girl. I don't remember all their names, but they paid all three of them $1 million an episode for the last season. But that show's ending, so
that's
it's going away.
Fucking stupid.
So they made $1 million an episode, and I think Modern Family was like $500K an episode for those people. So I don't know why they're not in there.
That's too much money.
It's ridiculous, the amount of money on TV. And it's crazy that Lincoln car ads pay for that. You know, that's it, product placement. You know, that's that's what's insane to me is that I don't know how TV executives have bamboozled these people into paying that much money for advertisement. Like, I haven't seen a commercial in years.
Yeah.
Years!
I haven't either.
Like, is it all old people? Like, who's watching these commercials? Or is it literally the biggest bamboozle of all time?
No, it's people on TV. People still have TV. Like, everyone under 30 doesn't, but everyone above 30
so it's all old people.
Still has TV.
Well, so it's all old people.
I think, yeah. But then everyone under 30 is paying them $10 a month for commercial-free streaming.
I'm not.
You don't have Hulu?
No. I have Netflix. That's it.
I have Hulu. Or Brett has Hulu.
I don't have... I just have Netflix. Mm. And PlayStation just gave me 3 months free.
I have Netflix and Prime.
Oh, I have Prime, too. Yeah, but I don't really get Prime for the TV. I have Prime for other reasons, but TV is included.
Yeah.
Amazon can't be making money off Prime. Can't be happening.
Nah. Yeah, they could.
No, there's no way.
$10 a month, man.
It's like 13. Bucks a
year. 12, 20, 20, 20.
Whatever. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. I don't know how they make money, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about money, Red Dead Redemption 2, $725 million. Its first 3 days.
Wow.
It's the biggest amount of money made in entertainment on a weekend ever. Grand Theft Auto is the only one to make more money because they did $1 billion in 3 days.
Wow.
But Grand Theft Auto was released Tuesday, so $1 billion Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Red Dead is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. $725 million.
I would think that would give it more of a boost if it was over the weekend.
I don't know, man. Well, I think people just aren't as into Red Dead as they are into Grand Theft Auto. That's what it is, but yeah.
That's insane.
$1 billion, essentially. Like, they've easily made $1 billion by now.
Yeah.
Because this article's a week and a half old now.
Yep.
Like, they work on a project. Oh, God. They work on a project for 8 years. They make $1 billion a day it releases. That's stupid.
That's insane. I want some money, man. Where you at in this money scheme?
We need to make a cowboy role playing game, man.
I guess with great detail. And
what can we do? What can we apply Grand Theft Auto to that hasn't been done yet?
Nothing.
What's a setting that we could apply it to?
Space.
Grand Theft Space. What are we stealing though?
Spaceships.
Yeah, but you can't like float.
Firefly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a Western space.
It's Red Dead meets space meets Grand Theft Auto, man.
Yep. There you go. We need to copyright that.
That's a pretty good idea.
Copyright that idea right now.
We'd have to figure out how to do the traveling.
Yeah.
You know?
And just make the plans closer together. Because you still have to ride everywhere on your horse.
So we need No Man's Sky meets Red Dead.
But you should have like a team or a crew.
Yeah, man.
Ship,
you gotta have a crew.
And then have your pilot do something, but then you can move about the ship doing things while you're in transit.
We gotta do the Rockstar formula. You gotta be a fish out of water, you know, someone who comes and does something that they're not used to doing, okay? So, like, you could be in a familiar environment, but you gotta start doing stuff you're not comfortable with. That's what happens in every Rockstar game, okay?
Yeah.
And then eventually, you get the heat from the law or whatever. Okay, and you gotta go on the run, but then someone betrays you, okay, and then someone you care about dies, and then that sets up the final act where you get justice on whatever.
It sounds exactly like the plot of Serenity, exactly.
I know. We could just steal that, apply it to space. The leader, the young hotshot, the old veteran, the eventual traitor, the dumb lovable guy, the love interest, it writes itself. Yeah, exactly. And so we're going to kill the dumb lovable guy.
Yep.
We got to kill him off. And then the old veteran and the eventual traitor, I think, die at the end of the game because the old veteran, like, he gets...
It's done.
Yeah, you know.
I've done my time.
I can't do it.
I lived my life.
I'm going to retire.
I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, and then the eventual traitor, you know, he's roasted by us. You know, we fly our spaceship into him.
Yeah.
And it's a 20-minute sex scene during the credits.
Is there any sex scenes in this Red Dead game?
Not one bit. There's not even prostitutes in that game,
what?
Dude. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, the game is very clean, honestly. Like, it's pretty violent.
Right.
You know? But even violence standpoint, it's only kind of violent because it's realistic.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's no... plowing down the streets and hitting 50 people in your Maserati violence, you know, because that doesn't really exist. Yeah. But there's a lot of, I shoot you point blank with a shotgun and there's a gaping hole in your chest and your liver's in there type of gore. Realism.
Yeah.
But there's hardly any language, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's M-rated language, but it's not gratuitous. It's not like Franklin in GTA 5 or Trevor You know,
Trevor.
Yeah, you know, it's not gratuitous, and there's no sex, none. Like,
it's super weird.
People are like, "Can't Arthur get laid, please?" Like, we want that to happen, and it doesn't exist in the game.
They're done with it, man.
Yeah,
they're done with.
But that's how the original Red Dead was as well. Because when I played Red Dead 1 as John Marston, like, I was completely blind, knew nothing about Red Dead 1, didn't know the end, didn't know anything. And so I went through the entire game, because the entire premise is he's working for the cops to get his wife and his son back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't think they exist. I think this is a cover. So I was trying to hit up every prostitute ever, trying to get John Marston laid, and it didn't work, because he was a faithful man to his wife. And Arthur doesn't have a wife, but I think that it's Red Dead fashion that there's just none of that in there. You know, too much syphilis.
Yep. Gotta watch out for that dysentery, man.
Yeah, the back of the Wild West, you know. Mm-hmm. Closest is paying extra during bath time, exactly. And then even that's not really that sexy, because you're like, do small talk, and he's like, sorry if I smell, it's been a while. And you're just like, that is not a way to charm the ladies, you know.
That gets the panties dropping, man.
Right, it's like, he doesn't even try, you mm-hmm. know. But honestly, like, Red Dead 2, like, it's too early for me to give a review. That game. Okay, so I played God of War.
Yeah.
The remastered God of War.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone called it a 10 out of 10. Like, they said it's one of the best PS4 games ever. And when I played it, I remember just going through it and being like, is this game get exciting mm-hmm. at any point?
So not the newest God of War?
No, the newest one.
Okay.
The newest one, because it's about the father and a son.
Right.
And I played through that game expecting him at some point to start getting real intense and fighting gods and doing stuff. And it's mostly, it's like the road. It's a journey between a father and a son.
Boy.
And, like, by the time you get to the end of the game, you realize that it's kind of a masterpiece because it's so muted that like it's like a novel more than it is a video game.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that when I went into it. Red Dead is kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The first, like, if you ever buy Red Dead, I will
the original
be
one?
No, Red Dead 2.
Oh, okay.
If you ever buy it, I will be surprised if you make it in the first 5 hours of the game. It is so slow and methodical. Like, the first 3 hours of the game, you're literally waddling through snow while you try to figure out the most complicated controls in the history of gaming. And the reason for those complicated controls is because they want to give you control over every single aspect of the video game.
Yeah.
If you want to ride your horse slow, you can ride your horse slow. You want to ride at medium speed? Ride at medium speed. You want to ride fast? You can ride fast. If you want to pat your horse while you're riding fast, you can do that. If you want to do a quick skid and turn around on your horse, you can do that. And so the controls are complicated to allow you to do all of these things
mm-hmm.
while also possibly having conversations and having combat scenarios, maybe all at the same time. So everything kind of makes sense, but you have to be incredibly patient to figure it out. And now that I'm in the final chapter of Red Dead, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but the final chapter of Red Dead, there's 6 chapters and an epilogue, and I'm in chapter 6, so stuff is starting to happen.
Shit.
I now realize that the first 4 chapters, I would say chapter 5 is when they just like take the burners and just go and just start roasting you, like maybe the back half of chapter 4, like the first 3.5-4 chapters of that game only exist because they're slow and methodical and purposely that way to attach you to the character. So, because I almost got, like, blindsided by the stuff that happens in chapter 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Because I actually feel like what's happening now is happening to me. And I don't, I think God of War tried to do that same thing, but because I went in expecting old God of War with hack and slash and harpies mm-hmm. with their ball, you know, their boobs coming out and all that stuff, I didn't really appreciate it for what it was. But Red Dead 1 was a little slower like that too. This game is the first game I've played that snuck up on me.
Hmm.
And like now I feel like I purposely have to think about what I'm saying when I'm streaming. Because I just get, like, I feel like whatever the character is saying to Arthur, they're saying to me. And I'm like, I know it's weird to explain.
Yeah, you're getting sucked up into the game.
Man. Yeah, but like in a realistic way. And mm-hmm. I think that's due to the fact that there is no rampant prostitution. There is no rampant nonsensical violence outside of the missions that require you to do that.
Some nonsensical
right,
violence.
But I don't play that way.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is how they can make the game that way. And also, I don't know this for sure because I'm trying to avoid spoilers as best I can. But like, I'm doing a high honor playthrough, which is like the good decisions, you do the right thing morally.
Yeah.
But there's an entire other side where you could do all the bad things and really embrace your inner demon, which is how my brother Luke is playing. And like, there's a whole different experience that way, and I believe Rockstar would probably compensate for that type of playthrough, where you would still be basically slapped in the face by whatever's happening in the plot, just like I was.
Yeah.
Like, there's specifically a scene that happens. Like I said, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's specifically a scene where it's just all of a sudden, it's just like, oh my god, things are just... Like, you feel like you're no longer in a game that you can make choices that affect how things happen. You feel like you are now in this experience and
you're
you
just
can't.
Living it, man.
You're just living it. And you're doing the best you can.
It.
It's hard to explain without giving it away.
Yeah.
But it is. Like, I think I've played 40 hours, probably. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe closer to 50 hours of the game. And I would say 30 hours of those game has just been typical video game tropes and Rockstar stuff, and then all of a sudden it's just okay. It feels like it's more like a good novel now. Like you're lost in the world, living like you know when you read a book, you actually feel like you are the character more than anything else. That they somehow did that in this video game.
Yeah,
and I'm not even playing it like no HUD first person, which you can do in the game, and like it's insane to me.
You got to get a VR system, man.
But like I was playing. I finally installed it out in the other room. And I've just been hunting and stuff and not doing any missions. And, like, I'm just... Like, it doesn't have to end, but I'm like, when I'm done with this game, I'm gonna miss Arthur.
Yeah.
Like he's a family member.
Yeah, man.
And it's weird, because, like, I just played Assassin's Creed Odyssey for 50 hours.
And you were like, get me the fuck
right,
out of
this game. Right, I felt no connection whatsoever to that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing it fast. All I'm doing in this game is... campaign mission after campaign mission after campaign mission.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't level up in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I'm actually playing this game faster
mm-hmm.
than Assassin's Creed.
Right.
And it's just... it's
level
weird,
up
dude.
In Assassin's Creed, I think that took you right out of it.
Yeah, it did. It really ruined
because,
it
because, I mean,
me.
In this game, you could just do anything.
Right. Well, Rockstar's always been that way with their RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go anywhere on the map, and there's no levels. You don't have to worry about going to the north, and now these guys are level 35, and you're level 10. Everyone everywhere dies with one hit to the head. That's how the game works. And Rockstar's always been good with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that... But they don't really make RPGs, but at the same time, this is probably more of a role-playing game
mm-hmm.
than I've ever played before, because I feel like I'm playing a role more than I have in any other RPG, maybe besides The Witcher. But even in The Witcher, I didn't feel like I was Geralt. I always felt like I'm making decisions to make my Geralt the way I want Geralt to be. And in this game, I feel like I am Arthur.
Yeah.
And it's weird, dude. So I guess what I'm saying is the game's a masterpiece if you can make it fast the 25 hours of sledge to get there. And that's a really high barrier to entry. And only Rockstar can do that because they just made $1 billion in 3 days.
Yeah, they
with a
know
game that
doing.
I would imagine most kids, you know, won't ever get to experience what I get to experience. You know? He ain't dud, his leg just hurts.
My butt, man.
Or his butt, whatever.
God, my butt sore. It's from that gay club.
I knew somebody was going to make that fucking joke, so I had to hop in.
No one made the joke. We've moved past the
Yeah,
game
that's
because
I already made it. They can't make it again. They can't make it again.
We talked about that an hour ago.
I know.
Okay.
But I just brought up that my butt hurts, and I went to a gay bar last night, so, you know, someone would have made the connection.
Well, now I'm going to...
I made the connection,
I'm going to isolate that audio, and I'm going to make it
fine.
Our new sub sound. So.
Sounds great.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mark that on Twitch real quick, just so I use that.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, it's good. Okay, you want to talk about this? Something more up your alley, man? Falcon Winter Soldier limited series in the works. So now we're gonna have like a buddy cop comedy
That would be awesome.
I assume, with Winter Soldier and Falcon on Disney streaming service.
Really?
Yeah.
When is that going to be started?
I have no idea, but like now we've got thing. Loki, Scarlet Witch, a Nick Fury one is rumored, a Hawkeye one is rumored, and now a Falcon and Winter Soldier. So Scarlet Witch, Loki, and Falcon and Winter Soldier are the only three confirmed, but people are speculating that there's also going to be a Nick Fury one, and there's going to be a Hawkeye.
Lady Sif? Oh, yeah.
Those are just made up. Those are people that they want, but those are made up. But the ones that are pretty much confirmed to be happening. And, like, that to me is insane. That they're going to do that much on Disney streaming service. And now they've killed Luke Cage. They killed
Iron Fist. If it's TV and we just read those fucking numbers, right. Why would you not get that money?
Agreed.
Why would you not get Anthony Mackie and fucking whatever his name is?
I don't know. I think there's a stigma for Hollywood actors to go to TV. I think it's fading.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Javier Bardem is going to streaming now. I think it's okay.
Henry Cavill gave up Superman for The Witcher.
That's not a hard
choice.
On
Netflix.
That's not a hard
That's
choice.
A pretty fucking big hard choice, man. You're Superman!
Superman sucks.
You're Superman!
Why don't you ask Brandon Routh how Superman worked out for him?
He did great. He did other things. He's fucking in Legends now on CW. He's still in the DC. EU. Maybe. It's not the EU.
He's on the CW, man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plays
You don't want to be you don't want to be on
he
the
plays
CW.
Adam, man.
CW Adam. Stands for Can't Watch Roasted. Got him. I don't know, man. I'm excited about that.
Me too. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I mean, so Nick Fury one is an actual thing? That's not going to be a thing.
Why not?
Because Samuel L. Jackson has enough money. He doesn't want to do TV.
Samuel L. Jackson has enough money to never do anything else again.
He's going to take over Harrison Ford's career.
Doing what?
Him and Harrison Ford have like a run in like number of movies they've been in. Highest paying gross of all time via all their
Samuel Jackson wins
like
the
that.
Highest gross of all time, period.
Nah,
Harrison
it was
Ford
close.
Cannot be up
it
there
was
with
close,
him.
Close, man. He definitely was. Definitely was. Indy and Star Wars.
Yeah. Samuel Jackson's in every Marvel movie.
He wasn't in Indy.
He was in Star Wars,
he was
by
in
the way.
Two Star Wars.
He was in three.
He was in three.
He was in three Star Wars.
He didn't get paid.
He was
that
in
much.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but that was before he was Samuel L. Jackson.
It still counts to his gross. That's like saying Star Wars doesn't
true.
Exist because
that's
he
true.
Wasn't Harrison Ford yet. Mm. Samuel L. Jackson. Total gross. Yeah. Samuel Jackson is ranked as the highest all-time box office star with over $5.15 billion total U.S. box office gross, an average of $70.5 million per film. The worldwide box office total of his film, excluding cameo appearances, is just over $12 billion. That's got to be including 20. Including, because that number is higher. Wikipedia, you suck. Where's that phrase at? Here we go. Here we go. Get in here. Get out of here.
Yeah, you get it good, Kenny. You figure out those numbers, man.
Okay, Jackson has achieved critical commercial acclaim, surpassing Frank Welker as the actor with the highest grossing film total of all time in October 2011, and he has received numerous accolades. Are you leaving?
I'm coming back. I'm getting water since you got water.
You just can't leave in the middle of the show. That is so unprofessional. I would just like to point out that, yes, I did do this to Colby, okay? I did do it. I didn't do it in the middle of a sentence. And a conversation that I was having with him. Like, I was literally talking to Colby, and he got up, and he left in the middle of a conversation. Frank Welker? Yeah, Frank. What's wrong with Frank Welker? I don't know who that is.
It was a guy.
Frank Welker.
It was a guy.
This guy.
Yeah, it's a guy, man.
Right here. Ugh. He's an American voice actor, best known for his role as Fred Jones in the Scooby-Doo franchise. I don't know how he would make this much money. How's that work? Maybe just because he's been in so much?
Jesus, I was thirsty.
Look at all that!
Wow.
That's too many.
Yeah, dude.
It's because he's in so many. Like, look at all these Disney movies. You know, like... Yeah, he's just additional voices.
Oh, speaking of, we just watched Incredibles 2.
So it's the same idea of Samuel Jackson, except that...
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's my Samuel Jackson thing at?
And they went away.
Was it just hit back? I just hit back. Okay, anyway. Okay, what?
I saw Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
It was all right.
Chris goes through phases where she wants to watch movies, and then she goes through phases where she doesn't want to watch movies, but her doesn't want to watch movie phase is usually 11 months out of the year.
So she rather watch some chick to watch things talk she wants. At a camera about yes. murders
yes.
and not watch movies.
Yes. 100%. And then she gets mad at me if I watch a movie that she wants to watch
right.
without her.
We're making fun of you because that's
this
weird.
Isn't making fun.
I'm making fun.
This is a 100% fact. Do you want to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp? See?
At some point.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
When's not some point?
Will we watch it before the next Avengers?
Yes.
Will we watch it the day before the next Avengers?
No.
2 days?
No.
The week before?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a yes, see? She's got to do it. She's got to bone up on her Avengers. That's the only reason.
I watch them, and then I watch them, because he knows what's
going to
happen.
Oh, yeah, well, he already knows what's going to happen. He's a spoiler-laden dick.
So he's not going to watch movies with.
That's a great point. I'm on your side now.
How long do I have to wait before I know things?
He didn't even tell me.
Until you watch it.
He just watched it.
Hey, pump the brakes on the name of our illegal site, all right? We don't need everybody.
They wouldn't have even known if you didn't bring it up.
Bring what up?
Bring exactly.
Exactly. What?
Exactly.
What? Get out of here. You're ruining the show. You're ruining the show. Leave.
Yeah, so you're putting it on her when she's saying she's
getting
it on you.
It is 100% her fault.
I don't at all want to watch Game of Thrones with you because you're going to know exactly what everything
you
happens.
You look at my eyeballs.
I'm looking.
Right here, okay? You see them?
I'm staring at
them. What did we have 6 months ago that helped us go see movies?
Movie Pass.
Okay, yeah. What does that give you? Free movies.
Free
movie.
Okay. Yeah,
How long ago was Ant-Man and the Wasp released in theaters?
July?
So during our movie pass reign,
sure.
Right? Okay. So we didn't go see it in theaters for free. Okay? I had to wait until it's out on our totally legal site before I could even watch it myself.
Yeah.
By myself. I waited. Marvel! I waited 5 months and we still haven't watched it because she's not ready, man. How long do I have to wait?
She's not ready, man.
How long do I have to wait, dude?
Dude, apparently months after it comes out.
I'm not waiting months to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp. No. Incredibles 2,
we could go day of seeing First Man, though.
Yes, because, well, no, she wanted to come watch that, too. But not because she wanted to see the movie, but because I was going somewhere and she didn't think it was fair that I got to go places.
That makes sense. No, that makes more sense than she wants to watch a movie.
Right. She's only mad about me watching movies if I watch it without her.
Mm-hmm.
But we could sit here until the day we die not seeing The Incredibles 2, and she won't care. But
it
I want to watch
okay.
it.
Okay, there was not.
I like Pixar movies, man. I'm an idiot. I like those movies. Okay?
It was all right. We also watched Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg.
Well, here, look at this. Okay, I'm not going to show it on screen because, you know... I can't
spreading fake news. Chuck Hardwood up in here.
It's not in at all. It's, here, how about this? How about this for fake news, chat? Let's just go here to movies. Let's just go to recently released, okay? Here's all the movies that I would watch, but I can't because Chris wants to watch them too, but I have to wait until she's actually ready to watch them. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
You want to see the Meg, man?
I would watch that one without her. She wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Okay? That one I can watch without her. All right? The Incredibles 2. Want to watch that? Can't. Spy Who Dumped Me? Want to watch that? Can't. All right?
Spy Who Dumped Me was actually better than you'd expect.
It's probably stupid funny. I'd watch it, yeah. You know? Ant-Man and the Wasp, already watched it. I'm getting yelled at for it. Okay? All right, let's see. What else can we get? There's a lot of bad movies that came out recently, isn't
yes.
there?
Yeah.
A lot of bad movies. Sicario. Would watch that. Solo. Would watch that.
Yeah, you still haven't seen Solo?
No, it's because if I watched it without her, she'd get mad.
You guys gotta just start watching
movies.
This
is what I'm saying, man.
You gotta stop watching streamers and watch movies.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't mind if she doesn't want to watch movies. I mind that she yells at me for watching them without her. When she doesn't want to watch them in the first place.
Would you watch Skyscraper?
I'd watch Skyscraper. She'd be mad at me. I want to watch that.
It's really bad. Don't watch it.
I wouldn't watch it. All right. Jurassic World. Watch that. She'd probably let me watch that one without her. to be honest.
Just straight terrible.
Let's see, what else? That's probably it in here, because now Rampage, I would watch that. I haven't seen that without her.
That was shit.
But like, now we're back at the time where I had MoviePass. So here's some movies that we went and saw free in theaters with our MoviePass, okay? 50 Shades Freed. All right? Red Sparrow.
Maze Runner.
We did see Maze Runner. We went and saw Black Panther. Game Night. Went and saw Thoroughbreds. Went and saw... We didn't see Love, Simon, but we would have. But we didn't. It's starting to be like fade out to where we were. So like, we went and saw movies like Thoroughbreds and 50 Shades of Grey, because she was in the movies during that time period.
Oh yeah, didn't you also see every Oscar nominee?
Yes, we did.
Best movie?
So my point is that like, there's phases where she wants to watch movies. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. Let's watch movies. But then there's times like right now where all these good movies are out that I would watch that she's not. I can't watch because she doesn't want to watch them yet.
You guys need to figure shit out, apparently. Ask questions, man.
What do you mean, ask questions? I don't need to ask her. I know the facts.
Do you want to see her? No.
I don't know the types of movies that Britt doesn't want to watch, and so those are the ones.
Right, well, I I only read movies that I would watch without her,
yeah.
And she'd get mad. Like, I'll watch The Meg by myself. I'd watch Black Klansman by myself. I'll watch Sorry to Bother You by myself. I'll watch Eighth Grade by myself. You know, there's lots of movies on here that I will watch myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the big movies, like Mission Impossible, is going to come out soon. I want to watch Mission Impossible. Haven't seen it. She'll get mad at me if I watch Mission Impossible without her, because then I'll know who dies at the end. You know, and she'll get mad. So I have to wait.
I could ruin that one for you.
Please do. Then I can watch it, and she can't yell at me. Who dies?
Tom Cruise.
Okay, thank God. It's about time he got out of movie business.
He didn't die.
No, I know this.
No, I don't know.
All I'm saying is that, shut up. I'm gonna watch movies. Told her there. I just don't keep up when movies come out. He just has that. How many times? How many times have we tried to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp?
A few.
Three.
Like, there have been three times where you turned it on and then you just stopped it. Or
I look over at her and her nose is in her phone. And I go, you don't want to watch this right now, do you? She goes, no, not really.
Throw my shoe at her face.
I've watched the first 20 minutes of Ant-Man and the Wasp with her 800 times. I've seen the stupid ant slide thing a million times. Hey, Anton! He doesn't do anything. Hey, Anton! Doesn't do anything. Oh, arm waves. I could act out that whole scene. I could Paul Rudd it, man. I've seen it so many times. And I've watched Infinity War 800 times because it's the only movie we've both seen that I still like. And I can watch 100 times and she won't get back because she's already seen it. I can't watch anything new. Anything.
I feel like you're exaggerating.
I never do that.
I never do that.
You watch without me and now it's not as fun. It only happened once. I can experience joy multiple times. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like I'll never get her a cheeseburger again because she's ate it once, and so it won't be as good the second time. Is that how life works?
You're very passionate about this movie.
That's because I want to watch him, and she's spreading fake news, and she's convinced chat that I'm spreading fake news, even though I've never lied to chat once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
She's lying right now.
Oh, yeah. You got it, man. What other stories you got up there?
I hate you.
Why me?
Because you took her side.
I did.
Yeah.
Because you're terrible to watch shit with because you know spoilers. Do you know? You already know how that movie's going to end?
Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to end with the planet blowing up, I hope, and all the blue people roasted alive in a slow 15-minute montage. Avatar's new logo, man. They got rid of the papyrus.
Well, good. They fucking should have. That's the dumbest decision.
Have you seen the SNL Ryan Gosling papyrus thing?
No.
Thank God. The only reason I want to bring this up is so we can watch this. This is probably my favorite SNL skit outside of Lonely Island I've ever seen.
It happened. It just happened?
No, this is a long time ago. Like when the first Avatar came out.
It happened again. I thought it was behind me, but the dreams came back. I was up all night. I can't eat. I can't sleep.
What's wrong?
It haunts me.
Nothing?
Stephen, not this again.
I forgot about it for years, but then I remembered that Avatar, the giant international blockbuster, used the papyrus font as its logo.
Avatar, the movie from like 9 years ago?
Yeah, he just highlighted Avatar, he clicked the drop-down menu, and then he just randomly selected papyrus, like a thoughtless child just wandering by a garden, just yanking leaves along the way.
And so now you're worried about the sequels that are coming out?
They're making more?
Yes, I think I heard that one.
So they changed the artwork. They fixed it.
It looks similar.
He just got away with it. This
oh
man,
my God.
This professional graphic designer.
Like, I feel like this, man.
Laziness.
Was
he cruel?
He just got away with it. I mean, that's how I feel a lot of times when I see bad design.
You showed me this before. I don't even think this is literally papyrus. Maybe that was the starting point, but they clearly modified this. But whatever they did, it wasn't enough!
And now here I am doing what I vowed to never do again. Sitting outside his house, hoping to catch a glimpse of him. To see him do his little things. Live his insane little life.
I think about it every time I see papyrus.
Okay, where else do you even see this font?
Hookah bars.
Hookah bars.
Yep. Shakira merch. Off-brand tees.
This is one of the best things ever.
My God, are you okay? What happened?
Do you remember the Avatar logo?
Yeah, it was tribal yet futuristic.
Papyrus!
Sure.
I know what you did!
It's in Comic Sans.
Yeah, man. That is, that's probably one of my favorite SNL sketches of all time.
My God.
You have to be a graphic designer to really understand the hilarity of that. But yeah, so they updated the branding, and I have to believe that it's partially due to that sketch, right?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, and any semblance of anyone who respects design in any way.
Right.
You don't use a font that's on every computer.
We absolutely made comments back in the day about how papyrus was used as the Avatar font.
Yeah.
We probably, because that came out while we were on the air, we probably commented about it on our show.
Oh, definitely.
Because we back then I considered myself to be more of a graphic designer than I do now. Colby was a graphic designer. I believe it. We probably both were mad. Like, when he says he just got away with it, that is how I feel when I see people just type Verizon in veranda, and they're just like, that's fine. You know, they got away with it, man. Someone got paid tens of thousands of dollars to type in papyrus.
Yep.
Like, good for the guy, you know. But
I guess.
It's hilarious that they made a new brand.
It's the worst thing ever.
I mean, it looks terrible, but it works. It's the highest grossing movie of all time. Just remember that. It made more money than the Infinity Wars.
That doesn't make any sense.
Just remember that, man.
That doesn't make any sense.
And you think it's because of papyrus?
No.
I don't either.
What the fuck is this?
What about this, man? This is the poster for Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald in China. Some guy composed like a 7-panel mural in the old Chinese like oil painting style of all the beasts. Look at that freaking Niffler right there on that log, dude. That is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Which one?
The one with the bill, the duck bill.
Is that a baby one right next to it?
Look at that.
That is.
Look at that.
There's a couple of them.
I mean, the quality, man. You think this guy was mad when they put papyrus on the Avatar posters? I guarantee you he was.
That cat looks creepy.
But yeah, I mean, it's just really cool. And he apparently also made several like standalone posters for each individual beast.
Hmm.
It's like, I just like it when movies do this type of stuff. You know, they spend their budget on true artistic stuff. You know, I just like to look at it and showcase it. That's all, you know.
I mean, it's very well done.
Yeah, it looks really good.
You could do that on
looks really good, dude.
An iPad now.
What's this? We didn't talk at all about this. I mean, do we have anything to say about it?
I just want some tacos now, man.
I mean, what's with his head? I showed this photo to Chris in the car because it's from Snapchat. And I showed it to Chris, and her response was, "What's with his face?"
It's tilted and sideways. I'm assuming it's from the blood that's left his anus.
You gonna get real close in on it right there, you know? Just...
Yeah, no.
Does he look a little rickety cricketish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little bit of rickety cricket in him.
That's definitely the closest thing. Stroke.
Stroke.
Yes.
He texted me last night at like 3 a.m. and he said, "Jameson on an empty stomach is a bad idea." And then right afterwards, he texted me, "I think I'm drunk, LOL." And that's the first thing he had said to me since the last time he texted me, like, whatever he said to me. When he said new job or whatever, but it was like, "Who I got a B&E who's." That's what he said to me. It's just, I just, like, he drunk texted me last night. And then I go and I check Snapchat, and that's what I get, man, right there.
I don't know who that's for.
Oh, it's just in his story, so it's anyone who's friends with him on Snapchat, you get that.
But doesn't he also work there?
Yeah, he's the bartender or whatever,
so
man.
So that's the worst promotional photo.
Well, I mean, he's
for something ever.
No,
like that. Well, clearly, yes, is gonna make everyone who sees that not come to Fuzzy's Taco Shop,
which they shouldn't, because anyone who walks in and it sees him also should turn around.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's the man.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is. I have no idea.
A yee-yee man? He looks like a yee-yee man.
Dude, do you think Matthew's proud of his beard? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Do you think that he took this photo thinking that his beard is comparable to the other man's beard?
Probably not as comparable, but yeah, he thinks he's in the same realm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beard brothers, right?
I mean, props to the man. He could grow it on his, on the side of his
I mean, face. I'm just happy to not see the rat whiskers.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be, like, I made Matthew shave once when he worked at Duo Studio because I was worried that he was going to scare off the talent. Because he had these rat whiskers just coming off his chin. And he was like, he would like laugh every time. I'd be like, "Matthew, you got to shave that mustache." And he'd be like, and I'd be like, "No, I'm serious, man. I will not employ you if you do not get rid of that rat on your lip."
Yeah. No, I know.
He probably couldn't shave it. Probably clog up his razor.
I know.
Are you doing No Shave November, man?
No, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal, really.
I've shaved twice since November started. I shaved on November 1st.
I don't care.
And then I shaved yesterday. What do you think of my one-day growth, man?
It looks real good.
Real impressive, right? Yeah, I know. Basically, okay, man, at this point. So, you want to talk about movies? You want to talk about Submarine Man?
What?
We got time for one story. You want to do a bad news movie, or do you want to do submarines exploring the ocean?
A bad news movie?
Yeah, a movie that's coming out is going to ruin everyone's day.
That one.
Okay. Ridley Scott is making a sequel to Gladiator 2. Or Gladiator, sorry. Called Gladiator 2. He's making Gladiator 2. And if you're asking yourself,
why?
Russell Crowe died at the end of Gladiator. How could he make a sequel?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question.
Is he in it still?
Says other project included coming of age movie at Disney. Ridley Scott has begun forward progress sequel to Gladiator. While Crowe's Maximus character Mezzanine, the classic original film Gladiator 2 will follow a continuing story of Lucius, the son of Lucilla. The youth was a nephew of Commodus, the Wesleyan son of Roman leader Marcus Aurelius, who murdered his father, seized the throne, wound on the gladiatorial ring with Maximus, who though mortally wounded skewered the emperor before fading into the great beyond to reunite with his slain wife and son. Maximus saved the boy and his mother, while avenging his own family, left a strong impression on the young Lucius. So it's going to be a spinoff of the original Gladiator.
Yeah, it's going to be shit.
Like, could Ridley Scott not make sequels that ruin his original movies? Like, didn't he do that with Alien?
Yeah. Like, twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just ghost dad it so he could appear like in Man of Steel? Russell Crowe was a ghost or something.
He was.
Movie,
yeah,
he
was Kal-El.
What a terrible movie.
Mm-hmm. Man of Steel wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the best either.
No. Nope. But I don't know. There's been worse.
Yes, there has been worse movies, but that's not really a win in the column.
No, it's not.
It's not really something. You know, like, hey.
Name me one good Superman movie.
I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, the original Christopher Reeve one might be good, but I've never seen
it. That's what everyone says, but yeah, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. It's too old.
Yeah, it's too old.
I don't want to deal with that.
You can't do Superman without
special effects. Yeah, once he got wires on him and stuff, I don't want to watch that.
It's all
turns the Earth backwards by flying in reverse. That's stupid, dude. I'm not watching that. That's a terrible movie. Yeah. Okay, they got to take their nostalgia glasses off for that crap. All right.
Yeah, it's got to be more like a Captain America movie.
Do you think that the new Suicide Squad will be good because James Gunn is writing and directing it, or do you think it'll still be bad? Because like, isn't the whole DC thing that like Warner Brothers steps in and ruins the movies?
Yeah.
Because wasn't Suicide Squad supposed to be good, and then Warner Brothers came in and made him make all these changes?
Man. Who directed it?
I don't know. As far as I know, Oscar the Grouch did.
No, it was a big name. He did Bright.
Oh, you're right. Let me Google it real quick.
I don't.
This is who directed it. I'm pretty sure. The original Suicide Squad, right?
No.
Are you sure?
He would have.
Isn't that Will Smith standing next to him?
I think he would have made it better.
Okay. All right.
I thought it was something Bird.
Brad Bird?
No.
Hey, Brad Bird. He's talented.
Yeah, and he does the only live action one he's done was Mission Impossible. I thought it was a bird, man.
I just typed Suicide Squad.
David Ayer.
David Ayer. Right. In the Ayer.
And he did Fury, I believe.
Okay.
And so, like, that was good.
Okay. Never saw it.
Fury was good.
Shia LaBeouf, man.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf did great in that movie, actually.
It really worries me when we go to Wikipedia and I click on a link that's purple because we've already done this on the show before.
Yeah, SWAT was great. We definitely talked
SWAT
about this.
SWAT was not great.
SWAT was great.
SWAT not great.
Training Day, great.
Training Day was good.
End of Watch, great. Sabotage was weird. Fury was great. Suicide Squad sucked because
he did
cut
Bright.
To shit. And yeah, Bright was not
What's
great
the
either.
Tax collector, man?
I have no idea.
Shia LaBeouf. George Lopez.
Please tell me this is about Shia LaBeouf.
It's an upcoming crime thriller film produced and directed by Shia LaBeouf. They don't say anything about it. It's just
Didn't
a crime
Shia
thriller.
Shia LaBeouf direct a movie where
yeah,
he
about
was
his where he is his father.
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that out? Did that happen?
Honey Boy. Is that it? He playing Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf based the script on his own life, with his character being based on his own father.
Yeah.
Title comes from his childhood nickname.
So it's going to be about how he's starring in a TV show?
I don't know,
Even
man.
Steven?
I don't know, man. It's going to be how he ruined Indiana Jones? Is that what it's going to be about?
It really should be about
that. What about the Peanut Butter Falcon? It's too many movies. It's too many movies, man. It's too many movies.
John Bernthal's in it, man? What?
Oh, John Bernthal, because there's a paycheck he's never said no to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's in everything, man.
I forgot he was in Sicario.
I like John Bernthal.
I do, too.
I really hated John Bernthal because he was in The Walking Dead, and just by blanket, I hate everyone who's ever been in that show because it's trash.
Yeah.
Steaming pile of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw him in The Punisher, and he's the greatest now. Then he was in Wind River. I liked him in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but The Punisher, man. I don't know any other movie he's been in, to be honest. Punisher's enough for me. I know I've seen him in other things, and I've liked him in those things.
Smaller roles.
But I don't remember what he's been in.
I think he was in The Accountant.
I don't remember that. Okay, you know what? I take it all back. Is that who you try to be?
No.
I feel like that's you in 20 years.
Why is that me?
I don't know. I just feel like that's you in 20 years.
Nah, you're gonna be like, his brim is straight as shit. Mine is curved.
Yeah, but in 20 years, you're going to be like, I'm a little more respectable straight brim.
Oh, no. What?
I don't know.
Respectable?
Yeah.
You think flat brimmed hats are more respectable?
You think that I know anything about hats? My head can't fit in a hat.
Scroll down and look at his fucking filmography, bitch. He's in The Accountant. He's the
Let's
brother.
Go most recent.
Oh, yeah. He's also in Fury.
Wind River I saw. I saw The Accountant. I don't remember him in that. Was he the brother in The Accountant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do remember that then. Sicario. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that.
He's like, sell me this pin. He was in Dayton?
He was in nothing, no. Was he?
No. Yeah, The Walking Dead made
it. I can't believe The Wolf of Wall Street is like his first movie that he was like, that's a role, you know?
Yeah.
Because where was he in, 2010, 2012, Walking Dead.
Yeah. Then right after that, he got the movies.
That's what he started doing the movie. Yeah, because even after that, like, look at all these crap TV shows he was in. He was in 19 episodes of this, 12 episodes of this. He's had a rough career.
He was in How I Met Your Mother.
It took him a long time to get, like, popular, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. God, he's ruined.
That's got to be a walk-on, though.
Yeah, he's ruined for me, though.
Wait. Severus was based on his body in the 2003 Manhunt?
Is that a big deal?
Dude, it's just hilarious. Like, Severus is, like, the big, like, bad, basically. Like, the military-type organization, and they based it on his body. It's a Rockstar game.
Yeah, no, never know.
I don't know either, man.
Never played it.
It's a good game. Brutal.
I bet.
It's the first game to ever have the F word in it.
Ooh.
That was rated M. Wow. I know. Blew my mind. My mom was very upset that I played that game.
Fuck.
But, like, I was old enough then, it didn't matter. That game still haunts me to this day.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember this. I used to have these big speakers. Like, big speakers. When I used to live at my parents' house, because they had a house, I had these underneath my computer desk. And I had them wired into all my electronic equipment. And, like, they were loud. And we used to play Manhunt in that game. So, do you know anything about Manhunt? Basically, you're one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot of the game is Brian Cox, who's the guy from, like, X-Men, Stryker. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He's the voice. That's like talking to you. He's captured you and he's put you in a place that he's going to make snuff films of you murdering people. And if you don't do it, he'll kill you. So you have to, basically the point of the game is you keep going through and murdering all these people that he's placed there to kill you for his snuff films, all while you're trying to get to his mansion to murder him for keeping you. It's very Rockstar. Yeah, okay.
Sounds great.
And like,
sounds super fun.
As you're breaking out of the compound of snuff film to get to his house where he is, you go through this trailer where there's this naked man who's like 400 pounds and he's wearing a pig's head.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, it's a stealth game. And you're trying to sneak around this trailer to get out to the mansion. And he's got a chainsaw.
And so, he does. Yeah.
We're in the dark, super loud. Like, the game is like, you always hear your heartbeat. So it's just boom, boom. Mm. And then occasionally you just hear a man like squeal, and then you'd hear like vroom, vroom, from his chainsaw. And that's the only audio cue you had to know kind of where he was, because there's no mini map, there's nothing. And like, you just go around a corner and he'd be like right there, just vroom, and then it was brutal, like cut you in half. You it was so scary.
So you used to like scary games?
No, I didn't play it. I made Brian play it. Okay. I didn't play that. Uh-huh. I watched him play it.
All
right. That was one of the only... That and Fear. We played right around the same time. I don't know. Must have went through like a phase where I hated myself.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be scared.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, we played those games in the dark on this massive sound system. But yeah, that game was brutal. Like the whole point of the game, the only controls besides stealth in that game were like normal vicious and like really vicious kills. That's like the only control scheme. Like, you'd sneak up behind somebody and the longer you held down the kill button, the more brutal it would get. Like, you wanted to do a brutal kill on everything because that'd make the snuff film better. So there's like shards of glass, there's like you didn't really
that
ever
sounds
have
awful.
Dude, it was so brutal, man. And it probably looks like trash.
I bet.
But then it came out with Manhunt 2 and it was the worst. LA. Yeah, look at this. It's in 4x3, bro. See, there's like a plastic bag kill right there.
And who's filming this?
The Brian Cox guy.
It's like with...
See, and there's the secondary kill, see? So the first one's just strangle, and then here's the brutal one. You hear the constant thump, 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 thump. I don't know what he's doing. He's just got a body. This isn't kills, bro. Okay, here's the shard of glass, or a shiv. So you just stab him once. There's the twice. And then the brutal one, man.
Yeah.
There's just no need for this type of violence.
How old were you when you were playing that?
Well, like I said, what? Does this have a date on it? 2002, I think? Or 2000? I don't know. I think 2005 or 6 when this game came out. Like, this game would not come out today because it is too violent. It is so violent. When did this game come out? Came out November 18th, 2003. Wow. But I played it with Brian, so it was probably 05. So I was 18. Yeah. And it's rated M for mature, so, you know, I was a 1 year over the age, man.
Yeah, you're good.
But yeah, but that's probably a game you shouldn't have played when you were growing up, because I feel like right now you'd be a murderer if you were subjected to that game. Mm-hmm. But
I'd be stabbing you with some glass, man.
I still have nightmares about that pig with the chainsaw, though.
I bet.
Sniff, 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 man. Sniff, sniff written on the wall. I'll never forget. And it's just walking around corners and just sniff, sniff, dude, and just...
Yeah, that's fun, man.
So there's the end of the show.
Good end of the show, guys.
Yeah, man.
Don't play that game.
Or do.
Don't.
It's funny because, like, that game came out, like, right before San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
And San Andreas completely stole the stealth, like, controls and combat and, like, hide in the shadows and stuff from that game. So I'm pretty sure Rockstar just made this game to perfect stealth controls for San Andreas. You know? Pretty sure that's all they did.
Sure.
Well, I mean, they only make one game now.
Yeah. You're right. You got it.
I mean, why would you make more than one?
I ain't doubting you, friend.
If your game makes $1 billion in the first week, why would you make more than one game?
I don't
know. So anyway, guys, thanks for hanging out today. We're Seth the Colby Show. We do two shows a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, once on Thursdays. I always say Tuesdays, but it's Thursdays. On Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. This week on Thursday, Colby will be playing a game chosen by chat, so I'm going to pick 4 fresh games for you to play on Thursday, man. Fun. Just Dance 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019.
Yeah, that's fine if you want to get stabbed with glass.
I don't.
Then no.
Okay, all right.
No dance.
Hand Simulator. We'll pick some games. We'll put them up
all
there.
Right.
So if you're not in the Discord, go to the Discord. Exclamation Point Discord gets you a link to join. And suggest games if you have games you want Colby to play. And vote in the poll on Monday when it's posted. So do that.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. And join us on Thursday for an hour-long episode of Then Colby Plays Games. We're getting back to torturing Colby. We had a lot of scares. Then we had Red Dead. But we're going to get back to business and Colby suffering. That's what the whole thing's about in the first place.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. So, if you're listening on audio, thank you very much. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button if you're not following us. Also, consider subbing to us. $5 a month, free if you have Amazon Prime. You just set it and forget it. Give us your money. It really does support the show. It truly does. It's the reason Colby comes here every week. We need money to keep it going.
Truth.
All right? And thank you to all the subs and everybody. You know, CoreCop for the fight for the nickel today.
The nickel.
You know, every little bit helps.
Nickel.
Truly does. So thank you for that. And follow us on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have a Reddit. It's all Seth and Colby. Buy merch at raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. And I think that's it.
Think
if you want to listen to audio, it's iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. And that's it.
So
we'll see you guys on Thursday. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you online
bye,
on the Discord.
Bye,
everybody. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.